We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
I've done it.
Let me say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget, dude, that keeping wildlife, an amphibious rodent for, domestic, within the city, that ain't legal either.
What are you, a f***ing park ranger now?
No, I'm just trying to...
Who gives a shit about f***ing marmot?
Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle give me the finger, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying? Oh, my Lord. I am sorry, honey. Please don't. Could you get your daddy on the phone?
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I don't know. To me, I'm a boomer, but to me, capitalism is an Apple store. Socialism is the Department of Motor Vehicles. And I love them Department of Motor Vehicles. Sweaty, pissed off workers that can't get fired, just yelling, and they laugh at you. You got in the wrong line, you f***ing idiot. Then you go to an Apple store, it's like a Stanley Kubrick film, Welcome to the Apple store. Do you like all of our beautiful toys? Are you in the market for a 2017 fully loaded MacBook Pro with, wait for it, 64 gigabytes of storage? Or would you like to visit the Genius Bar for some mental stimulation?
But now that I'm an old I'm beginning to notice some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is, you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. Everybody wants to help an old. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? Say, yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning.
Sauce until you and I go to Las Vegas. Then 2 weeks from today, the entire Power Trip Morning Show goes to Las Vegas, Nevada. I got that Vegas itch.
I know.
Yeah, I want to gamble.
I saw you itching over there.
I'm already set to go. I'm not kidding. I went and bought some stuff.
What'd you buy?
Well, I went Hogsley on it.
No, you did. Don't blame this one on me. We both know whose fault this is.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I went Hogsley on it multiple ways yesterday. Yesterday, I said to myself, because without golf, I don't have a lot to do.
Mm.
So I said, I'm going to go and I need some new undies. And I really like Lululemon undies. Mm. But when I walked in, it was like
Yoga Pants Central.
Yeah.
Chicks everywhere.
Three really awesome, lovely ladies working.
They make dudes' underwear?
Grimace can't walk up with like four pairs of their underwear and go, is all I want. So I had to buy,
you can.
But I had to buy something else. But I went hockey on it and just decided, well, I'm going to buy more than that. And then I immediately got home and said, why do I spend so much money?
Why not?
Right. And then I didn't care. I went and bought like a new, when you bring your, whatever they're called, when you bring your stuff to clean up your toiletry bag. Like your shampoo and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bought a new one of those. I bought another pair of those sweatpants that I always wear. Just because I didn't want to walk up to the counter with just underwear.
I wonder what the percent chance that a guy succeeds asking a girl out at Lululemon.
I bet not high, because
I bet it's super low.
Well, yeah, of
course. Is it me or is it Ben?
Well, if it's Ben, yes.
Even if it's Ben, I bet gals go to Lululemon expecting to be left alone and are creeped out when they're not.
I think that's more indicative of like Victoria's Secret. I think Lululemon, I don't know if that's as off limits as Victoria's Secret is.
But it's the same idea, because even though Lululemon has products for men, it's overwhelmingly known as a product for women. So if a dude's in the store, he's most likely with a gal. If he's not, like if he's going rogue and just getting underwear like Sauce, it's a creepy thing to try to pick up chicks who are there to buy yoga pants. Mm. I bet the percent chance that a successful date is ever arranged is very low.
Yeah, I would.
How do you even pull that off? Unless you look like Ben.
Yeah, I don't know how you do. I don't think you can. Yeah, Victoria's Secret, you can't ask anybody out. That has to be rule one. I'm sure it's written somewhere in that store. You can't ask people out there.
Again, forgive me for sounding like the old man that I am. They make dudes' underwear.
No, but...
No, we're talking about Lululemon again.
That's what I mean.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd moved on.
I could tell. That's why I was steering you back.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can't ask people out any place.
Can you go back to my question?
Now you're definitely not listening. Chris is now talking about, can you buy men's underwear at Lululemon?
No, yes, I did.
Okay. Are they better than, like...
Yeah, I have mine right now. Do you want to feel them? I'll be right over.
It's not that I don't want to feel them. It's just I don't want to feel them.
He's on his way over.
Okay, well, he could have just,
give these a touch.
Yeah, touch those.
Yeah, those feel pretty good.
Oh, God.
You're gonna give me a physical?
Are they,
why don't you two go to Las Vegas? I'll just stay home.
Are they,
why don't you, oh,
are they like
gross.
Spanks-like? Are they like, kind of spanky? Very small.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They hold all your junk
feels in. Like I, yeah, feels like I have nothing on. Grab my butt.
God.
Not bad.
He's got fish hooked.
Not bad.
You'd buy a pair.
Probably not that pair. What? No.
Yeah.
Are you there for a pair of underwear?
Yeah.
Holy balls. Even I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. That's how you know you spent too much money. If Chris is like, what are you doing? That's way too much for underwear.
I get my underwear at Goodwill.
That's disgusting. Chris, you've been to a 311-day show. You went with me in 2008.
I have. I'm excited for you guys,
to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man.
That was a decade ago that you overslept due to daylight savings, which isn't a thing that happens anymore because iPhones adjust.
Right.
And then you drove from Texas to New Orleans.
So much longer than I thought. Boy, if I had any geography at all in me brain, I wouldn't have done that.
I was up like a grand the day before waiting for you to get there, and then I played it again. Because I had nothing to do because you weren't there, and then I lost it all back. That was fun. Then I kept you up all night because I had the volume through the roof on the TV, which I don't do anymore. I don't know why I did it back then. It's just insane.
Right.
But now Sauce gets to experience it two nights, Saturday and Sunday for 311.
I want you to do me one... I want you to make me one promise that you will not break, Corey. When you lose him... like
at
when
the
he,
show?
At the show or before the show or before the second night show... whenever he leaves and you can't find him, you got to text me and tell me.
Just to see what time it is?
I want to know, like, I want to know when he left and why he left. Was he going to a different concert?
No.
Did he not feel good? Did he have a headache?
Gotcha. So you want, when did he leave and why did he leave?
Was the casino you're staying at suddenly a Sea Palace? Was that what it was?
Yeah. Right. One of them will be.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Can I bring
not S E A like under the sea?
Oh, no. That'd be great.
Yeah, right.
The Sea Bomb Palace.
He'd love a Little Mermaid themed casino.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Can I bring up what you brought up when you first got here this morning?
Now what? I don't even know what you're about to say.
No, not you. Him.
Oh, I was
going
to say because there's no way I actually said it. What did he say?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Nick Swartzen thing.
Oh, sure. So. Nick Swartzen is friends with the guys in 311. He's done 311-day cruises in the past, right? Nice. He's been a part of 311-day montage videos and stuff, so he knows the guys in 311. And there was an outside chance he was going to be in Las Vegas this weekend and was going to hang out with us and was going to introduce us to the guys in the band, which would have been kind of cool.
Heck yeah.
Now, Nick can't be there, but has arranged for Sauce and I to go to Will Call and name drop this one guy, and then we can get back and meet the guys. And I just said to Sauce this morning, I go, to be honest, you know, if Nick's not there, I don't really have any interest in doing that. Because I don't want to be those guys. We know so-and-so. I'd like to meet. It's like, well, if Nick was there to introduce us, I would feel way more comfortable than just, so-and-so's manager told us to ask for so-and-so's manager because we get to, I don't know, dude. I don't feel good about that.
Yeah.
Okay. As much as I would really like to meet him, I would feel way better doing it with Nick Swardson than just name-dropping Nick Swardson.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel where you're coming from there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I think you're right. I think that's right. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the right move.
I don't know.
You know, because it's just you're just a hassle to them if you're not with
Nick. And especially on their biggest 2 days of their careers every 2 years, right? Yeah. This is a huge deal for them. This is
sure. Although it's still just a party for them, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just more grueling than normal, right? It's not like an hour and a half set. They're doing 3+ hours back-to-back nights.
Right.
It's a long set.
Right, that's very long.
You've done it a million times, right?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4 hour sets.
Right.
That's not easy to do.
Right.
All right.
Yep, that makes sense to me. Besides that, there's other things you can do in Vegas.
And by the way, how about this? Speaking of when is Sauce going to bail out, when is he going to say this is boring or this sucks or...
Or I get a headache.
I don't think it'll be boring.
The shows don't start until 9 both
nights.
Oh,
I'm way out.
Yeah, see? 9 p.m. start, estimated to end around like midnight or beyond. At least 3 hours, sometimes 3 hours and 11 minutes a night.
No, I will stay the entire time for both shows. I promise.
What if you miss Face in the Wind, that song about Brazilian fart porn?
Brilliant. No, speaking of porn.
God, I love that song.
Hawks into some new things.
Now listen. This is not true.
Yes, it is. You actually wrote them down for me.
Okay. We both know that's not true. I can prove that's not true.
Your newest thing is spray and pay.
I don't know what that is.
Is that spray tanning?
No, it's
spray
porn.
And pay?
No,
is it spray tan porn where it's like the gals spray tan and then they don't have any money or something?
I do not believe it's tanning solution that's being sprayed.
Got it.
I agree, yeah. German mom hour?
Is that like an hour of German mothers?
I think so.
Is that how it's spelled? H-O-U-R?
Yeah.
Three separate words?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
German mom hour.
And then Hawk's favorite, grand job porn.
What the hell is... Oh.
What does that mean?
I believe it's a reference to an elderly mother and her...
Got it.
Yeah, hand. That seems...
Oh, specifically a hand.
Yeah, that seems...
Hey, so Monica Lewinsky was on CNN.com.
Oh, speaking of that.
She looked pretty good, right?
And she was talking about, quote, that day.
Oh.
All right. Although, I thought there were... Wasn't it multiple times? Did it only happen once in the Oval Office?
I think the day she's referring to involved a cigar.
Got it. That's the most famous
of the days.
Okay.
But in general...
Yes. Yeah,
so, was her... oral performance, mm-hmm. the most famous oral performance of all time. Like, I'm sure there's one that started a war at some time that I'm not remembering or had never heard of, where it's some gal did something to some king and it pissed off some other dude because it was like, that was my gal, and then 9 million people died because one dude was jealous.
Yeah.
Like, that's how guys work and that's how human beings work, but otherwise... It's a weird question, but off the top of your head, can you remember a more famous one than that? There's pop culture ones like Pam Anderson.
Yeah,
I mean,
that would have been
mine. This one was infamous.
Yeah.
Is there a more famous oral performance than Miss Lewinsky's?
No,
I don't think there is.
There are some that mean a lot more to me, personally.
Of course. There's one I saw yesterday that was phenomenal. It was the best one I'd seen yesterday. I'll probably see a better one today. But yeah, that's a great question. I don't think so.
I can't think of a different one.
Do you have unlimited data?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Well, and I'm mostly, anytime I watch my videos, it's on Wi-Fi. I'm in the privacy of my own home. Who watches porn off Wi-Fi?
Well.
The guy, you're right.
Well.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Do you think he waits to connect to Wi-Fi?
No. Especially when he watches grand job porn.
No.
You're into that.
No, I don't think
I am. Most famous one of all time, though.
It's got to be number one. It has to be number one. I can't think of another one.
I can't think of any other ones that even remotely come close. Again, I'm sure some historian's going to say, wait until you hear what happened in 1512.
Yeah, remember King Tut? No.
King Tut, I think, died when he was 13.
Percent chance there has been a war started over one of those.
I thought he was like...
I bet it's 100%.
Well, somebody... 99.9999999%
that some war started because of one of those.
Yeah.
So... Maybe more impactful than Monica Lewinsky's, but
probably not as
infamous.
I would say you're probably right.
Henry VIII?
Yeah, you're probably right. Because,
if there's an oral historian out there would like to report,
there has to
feel free to do that. What a job that would be, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Surprise phone call in the next segment.
Right.
Bonus Carly Zucker today because no Mark Parrish because his Orno Warriors?
Is it the Trojans?
Trojans.
No, I'm forgetting.
It's Trojans.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Aren't I?
Trojans was Chisago Lakes until our school board made us change it because they thought it promoted condoms. I was in middle school when they changed it. True story.
What's wrong with condoms?
We changed it to Wildcats. Right. What they want to go with, that stupid abstinence thing? What fun is that?
Well, sometimes it's forced upon you. Yeah, Spartans.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to quit doubting myself.
I said Warriors, you said Trojans, and then Sauce goes, yeah, Spartans.
I thought somebody said Spartans.
Like one of us nailed it. Nobody said Spartans.
Okay, I'm not, today isn't my best.
Yeah, you're not off to a good listening start. Let's pull it back together.
Okay.
We'll do front page sports, special phone call in the next segment. No Parrish today. But bonus Carly Zucker, which matters to me.
That's right, baby.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Why am I the only one eating pancakes? This place a prison or what? That's a bit much. They're not going to like that. He's going to get a sunburn.
It was National Pancake Day last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, right. And,
yeah.
But
we were begging for waffles.
Yeah.
I love pancakes.
You're not eating them right now.
Yeah, I'll eat them on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm eating them right now.
Well, again, don't eat the ones that he brought in today on Sunday. That's insanity.
No, we'll probably go
get
to
new ones.
Pepper Mill or somewhere and eat on Sunday.
Yeah. Thank you, Garage Guy, for bringing these in because they're very good. We stopped at IHOP and got them.
Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 8 of those in the entire world.
Someone said that once, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't believe that, by the way. I mean,
no, I think there's
I can check the way
8 Minnesota.
Nope, it was just that one.
Oh.
There's one less, the one that made
one of my favorite, like, I don't know, one of my favorite moments of my life was that breakfast.
The International House of Pancakes, there's only 8 of them?
That's what my friend Eric said to the waitress.
Was he hitting on her?
No. You don't know this story? You don't know this whole story?
I think you said part
I'll give you the 30-second version. We sat down at IHOP in Maplewood. This is over a decade ago. And my buddy Eric says, don't look at the back of the menu. Don't look at the back of the menu. I said, okay. He goes, if you can guess within 50 how many IHOPs there are in the world, I'll buy your breakfast. I thought about it for 10 seconds. I took a shot at it and got super lucky. I said, 1,200? And he goes, what? Nailed it. At the time, it was 1,200. At least that's what it said on the back of the menu. He's like, are you serious? And he was so mad that I got lucky. Because obviously, I could have said 1,000, 1,100. I mean, yeah. I knew it was probably somewhere in that range, but got totally, totally sure. lucky.
Yeah, but that's like 15 a state.
So anyway, I got very, very lucky. He was so pissed that he had to buy me breakfast. When the waitress who worked at IHOP walked up to our table, he said, hey, just out of curiosity, how many IHOPs do you think there are in the world? He goes, do you know? She goes, you're like, just guess.
Oh, boy.
Again, this is Maplewood, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
At the International House of Pancakes. And our waitress, who was probably close to 22, says, I don't know, 8? And Eric says, 8? 1,200? She goes,
8?
She goes, I don't know. It's like... And he goes, you work at the International House of Pancakes. So then the rest of the breakfast, he was beyond pissed. And we, of course, joked about what those eight locations would be. You know, Paris and London and Tokyo and Maplewood, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's funny.
That IHOP had to have a location just outside of Maplewood Mall in Maplewood, Minnesota.
That's brilliant. I love that story.
He's been mad about that for 10 years. And again, he had to pay for my breakfast. God, he was pissed. Eight?
Eight? Man.
But, and for the last 10, I don't know, 10, 12 years, we've also speculated, how can you be so oblivious? Like, what if you thought iHeartRadio only had these, what is it, seven stations, eight stations?
Six.
What if, is it six? I don't even know how many stations are in the building anymore. The turnover is insane.
See, it's the international iHeart.
But what if we thought these were the only ones? You'd say, how could you not understand that the company has entities all over the country, maybe the world? I don't even know if that's the case. But it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations and entities. How many stations does iHeart have? I don't know, six, seven, or eight. What?
Yeah, what?
How could you work here and not understand that?
Yeah, that's a great point.
She thought there were eight.
Maybe she misheard the question.
She did not.
And she didn't care.
Yeah, why would
she
care?
She was freaked out that you guys were even talking to her.
Yeah, she was freaked out that you two were there. Eric probably farted on the way there and threw up.
By the way, if I recall, his tip was not even remotely generous. It was more like an F you to her for guessing eight.
That's terrible.
That's mean.
You should have tipped her yourself. You had a free breakfast.
Yeah. It's nice to tip well.
Agreed.
Again, I'm just going to tell you guys, don't get me wrong, I understand that you guys are both being very skinny, and I congratulate you. Those were some fantastic F-word pancakes right there.
Well, they were international.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, from one of eight locations.
There's a original pancakes house in Maple Grove that is maybe the best pancake I've ever had in my life, but that was a close second right there.
Well, wasn't there one that shut down in Maple Grove as
well?
That
was IHOP, yeah. There's something about that particular location.
It's a bad spot.
There, Fuddruckers closed, and I didn't think that was possible.
Oh, that place kicks
ass. Then there's
ass.
Another restaurant that closed there, and then IHOP comes in. You think that's a slam dunk. It closed.
But it's strange because it is, what, 30 yards from an Applebee's that is
always
busy.
Packed. No idea why. There's something about that particular location.
Now, you can see the Applebee's, though, from the freeway.
Yeah.
The other restaurant would be tucked back behind the trees and behind the Applebee's, so you can't see it from the freeway like you can Applebee's. But if you live anywhere around there, once you know there's an Applebee's there, give or drive past there, that other restaurant's just abandoned and it's been tucked back there. But that wasn't IHOP for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why those restaurants fail. I mean, there's not a lot of places to have breakfast in Maple Grove.
Just get lunch at Cane's starting in June.
I will do that.
June.
I will do that.
We're 3 months away.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Keep them coming, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of places in Maple Grove for breakfast.
There's Three Squares, which rocks.
Yeah, there's...
There's the Perkins over behind...
Sure.
Off the exit over there.
There's, what's it called? The original pancake house off of...
He's really not
off
listening.
Off of Bass Lake.
No, but that's... Isn't that Maple Grove?
Yeah, probably, no, it is, but I just spoke of it a few moments ago.
That is probably Maple Grove, right?
Or it's definitely Maple Grove. It's definitely Maple
Grove.
Yeah.
Right on.
No, I know. That's the place that you and Abby used to go.
Right. I honestly just said it a couple moments ago. I said that was my favorite place to get pancakes anywhere in the world.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm having a tough day today.
Yeah. What's going on? Anything new?
No, nothing.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, I'd tell you.
Can you buy underwear at Lululemon?
Yeah, I was there earlier. Weren't you listening?
But are there men's underwear?
Yeah, do you want to feel them?
So we've learned in the past, too, that Kyle Rudolph wears that stuff, too, right? But didn't Carly at one point say Jason does as well?
Yeah, the difference between those two and me is they make like seven or eight figures. I do not. But I like spending cheese.
You like to spend the cheese. I like to spend cheese, too. I just don't care that much about underwear.
Yeah, I do, though.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're allowed.
And I don't have anyone. It's just me.
No, good.
But isn't that a good argument to not have expensive underwear? Don't you want to, when you have somebody to show underwear off to, be prepared to not look like you've had the same underwear since 1972? Scar.
I do. I like that. I like his thinking.
Yeah.
In that,
he wants
to have that ass ready.
No, like, and I have, when I know someone's going to see me undies, I have like three or four pair that I'm going to wear. I'm not going to wear these.
It's like, you know, when if a gal's rocking some granny panties, you're saying she's probably not be prepared.
No one would.
But if you're rocking some kind of black thong, it's what are you planning to do?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about you wearing Lululemon underwear.
Yeah, thongs whale. Granny panties are hideous. But I have a couple pair that make my Johnson look sweet in them.
Really?
How is that possible?
I don't know. It just holds it the right way.
That's weird. You know,
some of them make it look like I'm a Ken doll.
If somebody gets to the point where they can see my Johnson and my undies, they're going to see the real thing. So they're, I might as well not try to fool them.
Yeah, but
yeah, there's no point in putting it up on the countertop right before you eat dinner, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Just does it matter if it's propped up correctly? Because it sounds like what you're saying is you have underwear that works like a bra.
Basically, yeah.
That it holds it up until the underwear are removed.
Yeah, but it's like a Christmas present, you know?
The most horrific kind.
Well, yeah, it looks like a lizard that's falling asleep on rocks.
What else does your penis on Christmas look exactly like?
An inchworm on pebbles.
Very similar joke, but else does your penis on Christmas look exactly like?
The last baby carrot in the bottom of the bag.
And that
he's coming back, guys.
What else is it exactly like?
First two jokes were almost identical.
Yeah, but an inchworm's funnier because that's about the size of my Johnson. What do you need that for, dude? Okay, went too far.
How many people are talking in your own head?
Oh, about 25.
About 25?
A bot.
Yeah. A bot? Stupid ass stopwatch.
Stupid stopwatch. He showed up yesterday.
I know, he was super upset at us.
Well, he's upset with me. He doesn't get upset with you two.
Yeah. Well, I just flipped out the latest ratings and told him to eat that.
You just walk away from him.
Here, eat this. And then I literally made him eat the paper.
Yeah.
While we're awaiting our phone call here in a second, assuming the person still calls in.
Yeah, he's calling.
Can we do a little sports? Because we had a nice little night last night.
We did? I can hardly believe it when you said that.
The Minnesota Wild crushed the Carolina Hurricanes 6-2. They were actually up, 5-0, thanks to the four fastest goals in franchise history. Nino, Parisi, Winnick, and Staal all scored in a span of 3 minutes and 28 seconds. That is the fastest four-goal stretch in Wild franchise history.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
3:28.
Wow.
In the 7 games since Boudreau put Zucker, Granlund, and Staal all on the same line, 16 goals and 19 assists for the trio.
Unbelievable.
They're killing it.
Yeah, they are. It's good to see.
Staal scored twice, his 35th and 36th goals of the year. He's something like 4th or 5th in the NHL in goals. He's killing it.
Yeah, he's not far behind Ovechkin.
Insane. 15 games to go. He's looking for his third 40-goal season of his career.
Man.
He needs four goals in the last 15 games.
He'll get it.
Matt Cohen's 704 years old, and he's still scoring.
Out comes Prosser with a pass.
He's that old?
Yeah.
Granlund right along his own blue line. Forecheck applied that time by Jordan Staal. Or your younger brother, Varick. Left wing pass, Ennis. Ennis redirects back into the Carolina zone. Hurricanes with Williams. Williams getting it ahead here at center. Puck taken away here. Charlie Coyle. Coyle drops it back. A shot by Cullen. He scores. Matt Cullen scores. And the Wild lead it 6-1.
That was a very long soundbite.
Yeah.
It really was. It was worth it because Cullen scored.
Stopwatch would be pissed about that, though.
I know, because he's watching the clock.
Yeah, it's like 7 seconds
That's
too long.
Clock, by the way, I think.
Yeah, he's, you know.
It's Cullen's 9th goal of the year. Nino Niederreiter had his 16th, Parisi's 6th, Winnick's 6th, Dubnyk 29 saves. The Wild have the 4th most points in the West.
That's awesome.
And remember when we collected all the dirty pond water from all over the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
And the Wild were like, hey, go to that runoff in the back of your farm and scoop up some water and then let's dump it at the XL Energy Center. And they did it. Remember the whole ice? Best home record in the NHL.
Hey, it worked. Do you think anyone sent bong water?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, and I said this before the whole thing ever came to fruition, that somebody right now is, well, not now, but last night was sitting on their couch watching Fox Sports North going, I hope you had a real strong filter. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm watching Granlund skate around on my DNA.
Weird.
Right. Somebody did it.
Weird.
Right. Somebody did that.
No.
Weird. Yes.
Weird.
Paul, you have way too much faith in adult males.
Great point. You should play that jam by
I guess it would be nice
George Michaels.
Singular. And also, can't we just play the Biz Kid version?
Great point.
What?
Either one. I doubt you could do that because that looks different than water.
That's why they said they were going to filter all of it. Because somebody was trying to do that.
Ick. That makes me sick.
Of course.
Makes me want to wash my hands.
Great song.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it makes me not want to go to a Wild game.
They got nothing to do with it.
No, I know. It's the best show in town.
The Wild are at Vancouver on Friday.
Vancouver's terrible.
You mean the city or the team?
The team. I've never been to the city. I've heard the city's a whole lot of fun.
Me too.
Yeah.
A lot of strip clubs.
We should do that. The Power Trip should go to Canada. I've never been. Like Winnipeg?
Three, four, baby!
Quebec?
Do a Canadian
Seattle? Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
The Minnesota Lynx traded their first round pick, 12th overall, to Phoenix for 28-year-old Danielle Robinson. She's a 3-time All-Star.
Yeah, she's damn good.
Okay.
We'd much rather have her than a first round draft pick, right? I mean, why?
I would assume.
Why draft a question mark when you can draft an exclamation assume, point?
Yeah, always
I just
trade.
Said something cool. And you walked right over it.
Why draft a question mark
when you can draft an exclamation point?
Gopher running back Shannon Brooks will miss the 2018 season because of a lower leg injury that he suffered during a winter workout recently. Brooks is a senior. He's going to be redshirted. We'll be back for 2019. Rodney Smith will be the starter in 2018. I have not read what happened to Shannon Brooks, just that he has a lower leg injury and he's out for the year.
Some sort of non-contact is what they were saying.
No, that's not true. It was a Hadouken.
Oh!
Yep.
Somebody Hadoukened him?
No, he Hadoukened somebody and snapped his own leg. In the Yep. That's right. It was
Rosie. That sucks.
Yep.
The Steelers officially placed the franchise tag on running back Le'Veon Bell for the second straight year. He said a day or two ago that they were going to, but they officially did because the deadline was yesterday.
Number two.
Yep. Oh.
Second
and
year.
He's pissed about it.
Worth $14.544 million. Don't forget that .544. That's $544,000.
He's mad about it. He wants like $20 to $21 million a year.
Well, he says he will not play for anything less than the annual salary of the tag. So they can't throw some $12 million a year thing at him. He says 14.544 is his bottom basement minimum. That's as low as he will possibly go.
Man, what a great problem to have.
Yeah. You know, it's a better problem to have is going to like you guys are. I just heard word from our guest. He's going to have to call in the next segment because he's deplaning as we speak.
That works.
Sweet.
So let's do that, shall we? Let's break and talk to him.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker.
Dirty Pop.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Wednesday, March 7th. I mentioned in the first segment, the Power Trip Morning Show goes to Vegas 2 weeks from today. So we are actually off the morning of the 21st, but I think we have an all-star cast of Power Trip regulars who cannot make the trip this year, filling in for us on that Wednesday. And then we have two big shows in Las Vegas, the 22nd and 23rd, which Sauce, as you remember, 3:30 to 7 Vegas time, which is the best.
The best because I can play golf at 8.
Yeah. Or on Friday, we can start drinking at 7:01 in the morning.
Yeah, can't wait.
That's the best. The best.
Drinking whales.
Yes, it does. All right, Mark Rosen at 8. We'll see Carly Zucker a little bit from now. Hawk is talking to our special guest, which means our special guest has, in fact, called.
Sweet.
Believe just got off of a plane. If that's accurate, we'll ask Chris in a second. We haven't had interns in years, so Chris is currently talking to two separate people on the phone.
Go to line 8 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
You just have to hold on. We're going to talk to Tyler George, and I'm sorry, but
very excited to hear.
Okay, cool. Do you want to be on hold to listen to it, or do you want to stay on the phone and listen to it?
Either one.
Just shut up, John. Yeah. Tell John to shut up there for a second. It's just baseball talk. I want to talk to Tyler.
I like baseball, though.
Yeah, I like John.
I have so many more questions for Tyler than I do for John, though. Hi, Tyler.
How you doing, fellas?
Good. Where are you?
Minneapolis Airport, just headed out to Los Angeles in a few minutes here. L.A. for a day, San Diego for a day, and then up to Fargo. So both ends of the spectrum. Get out in the sun for a bit and then go up to, you know, one of the greatest places on earth. That's what we'll say about Fargo.
If you've been under a rock and you don't recognize the name Tyler George, one of the curling Olympic gold medalists, who's our friend and who is experiencing the life that he never believed he would ever lead right now. Corey, you need to hear why they're going out to Los Angeles right now.
Can't wait to hear it. Go for it, Tyler.
So since all this stuff has happened, there's been some Hollywood types that have taken an interest in our story. And we've had somewhere in the region of 10 different groups approach us about making a movie about all this stuff, which, guys, I can't tell you how, with all the bizarre stuff that's happened, thinking about pitching your story as a, or we don't even have to do the pitching. I mean, they're the ones that are trying to get a hold of us. About making a movie about something like this. I mean, I think it's going to happen at this point too. It's just a matter of what we do. But, it's totally bizarre. I can't even describe it. So, we're going to go out there and meet up with some people. We're staying at an actress's guest place tonight. We're going to surprise some people at a Learn to Curl, out in Pasadena. And, then we get that little fun in San Diego on Thursday, which would be great. But
man,
it's too much. You know what can I say?
Would this be a potential drama or a comedy? Because I'm picturing a Blades of Glory esque Will Ferrell, John Heder production. But maybe this is a drama. Maybe this is an Oscar worthy performance for somebody.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, I guess it's going to depend on what gets pitched and what feels most comfortable. There's a few big names that are involved here that I won't really get into just with the people that have been talking to us, but, I would probably see it more as something humorous. I can't imagine my life being a drama, you know, with everything that's happened to me. It's gotta be pretty funny, but, obviously it'd be centered around the Olympics just with a bunch of lead up too, I think. But anyways, I mean, even having a conversation about something like that is just too weird. Yeah, but, these are the things that we have to do now. You know, this is our lives. So we're headed out today and get out in the sun a little bit, and then go glad hand at Nationals. You know, shake some hands, kiss some babies, and all that, and try to have a little fun in North Dakota too.
Tyler George, whose house are you staying at?
I'm sorry, what was that, bud?
Whose house are you staying at?
I think I'm going to leave that one out for now. I'll tell you off air.
But, really?
Oh, well, tell Carrot Top hi.
Hey, a dumb question, because I don't understand how this world works, the movie industry works. If somebody makes a movie about you and they kind of pitch it to you, I mean, financially, do they, I don't understand how that works. Do they have to pay you for your story? I mean, or can't they just make a movie about you? Why do they have to have you involved?
Well, that's the impression that we're getting, and we have a bunch of friends that are curlers out in the Hollywood area that are going to give us some more information, because, you know, we're fish out of water with this stuff.
Yeah.
But by everything that we're hearing, we have to be compensated for the rights to the story. So whatever happens, we're going to be involved in it, and hopefully it's something that puts a coin in our pocket too. But, you know, obviously we want to make sure that it's well done, and it's something that we're comfortable with too.
That's awesome. So let me ask you this. I watched your performance last week, on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And that's gotta be another trippy thing, that it's all of you pack up, you fly out of here, take the flight to New York, stay in a hotel, the whole spiel for about a 4-minute segment, right? All of that travel, all of that, scheduling. And it's a very short bit, but that's how those national shows work. He had you sing a little bit of Journey. I think each one of you answered about one question for about 10 seconds. That's a lot of moving and shaking for a 4-minute bit, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's kind of how the whole weekend went. It was a whole bunch of stops like that. You know, the one that we did on the Today Show was even shorter than the one on Fallon. But there were like a dozen different things, and some of them were longer than others. Like when we rang the bell at the stock exchange, we were there for probably an hour and a half.
Cool.
Met a lot of money out there. Holy smokes. You feel a little out of place in buildings like that. But I mean, we're looking down from where we ring the bell, and there's like these suits waving flags and cheering at us, you know, like this is some big deal. And then we go to the outdoor game in D.C. for the stadium series between the Maple Leafs and the Capitals, and we deliver the puck to center ice on a curling stone, mm-hmm. which is very difficult to do in the first place, too. but now we got 35,000 people chanting USA at us, and we're spinning around in circles looking up, and the building's roaring. And, I mean, that's not something that we're ever going to see in curling, you know, regardless of how far we get. So that was goosebumps, and that's probably the coolest thing that we've done at any point, you know, just because they kind of went through the big names for the Naval Academy, you know, General such and such, this guy leads this, and there's, you know, a smattering of applause. And these guys are the ones that should be getting the biggest applause of anybody. They're defending our country. And then we come out there, you know, in our little USA jackets with little brooms and, you know, the rocks, like Velcro to the side of a puck here. And the place goes absolutely nuts. And we're spinning around like, did Bono walk out behind us or something? You know, like, is something else going on?
Well, but in fairness to the fans, Tyler, how many times have those military officers defeated Canada or Sweden in any war?
Well, right. I'm pretty
you
sure
their ass.
If we had to.
Well,
Army, we've had that discussion with them.
Right, those would be the two easiest wars of all time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why they don't General attack Patton. Us. That's why they got to take us on in ice sports instead.
You said the last time we talked to you that this whole thing felt like a massive dream. I'm sure that dream is just continuing.
Yeah, it's that hasn't changed at all. I mean, especially what we're doing right now. I mean, if anything, more so. But you guys are burying the lead here, too. Enough about that. You got to talk about what we're doing on the 19th here.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited about it. At an undisclosed location,
oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want to be overrun by people. Tyler and the entire gold medal team is taking us curling. It's Monday the 19th. You guys are going to come in the show, stop by and say hi, and then we're all going curling. And then you guys are you dropping the puck at the Wild game that night or something?
Yeah, we're being honored at the Timberwolves Rockets game the night before, and then we're hoping to come on with you guys Monday morning. We'll have the whole squad available for that.
Heck yeah!
If you want us. And then Monday afternoon before we do the Wild puck drop, we're hoping to get you guys out on the ice, and all we got to do is pick the club. Got a couple in mind. I just want to talk to the managers there and figure out which one's going to be easiest for you guys before we decide which. And then we got the Wild game that night, and we're up in a suite. So I know Parrish said that he'd like to come down and join up with the curling and with the hockey game, and obviously all you guys are welcome to do that too. But
sweet.
It should be a fun day of it.
Well, then, Tyler, I have a proposition, even though it's a Monday the 19th. And you guys are obviously always welcome back in the future as well, but we could do bonus initials. We could play the five of you at 8:15 on Monday the 19th if you guys want to square off that morning, too.
So we could do a Monday initials game.
Yeah, the five of you. Team USA against themselves.
Well, I don't think we're passing that up, yeah. I know it's at least four of us going down, and I'm assuming Joe's coming, too.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. If you want to get that going and put together a game for us,
done.
We're in.
Bam.
Done.
Well, I know you got to get on a plane to go to LA to become huge stars. And by the way, we'll talk further. Maybe I'm looking at April now, probably for our big power trip party for everybody to come celebrate with you guys. So we'll talk more about that in the future. But we'll do the curling on the 19th. And I can't wait to hear how everything goes this weekend. I can't wait. I hope you get to pick who gets to play you in the movie. But before we let you go, two things. Number one, as you said, what are you? You're 2 inches away from none of this happening for you guys, man. What an incredible story. So, again, I hope you're enjoying it. That's number one. Number two, most importantly, tell me real quick, in a quick synopsis. I know it's a long story, and I don't need you to get emotional because I didn't mean to put you in that spot. But tell me about the most important, maybe the best thing that's happened to you since you got back with this gold medal.
Well, I told you off air, and I mean this, too. With all the crazy things that have happened, the coolest thing was that a couple of my friends have been trying to have a baby for the last 25 years. They're in their 50s now, and they were finally successful about a week ago. And the child had some complications at birth, and then the nurses were fantastic and handled everything. And my buddy, we finally got to sit down a couple nights ago, and he said, I'm never going to ask you for anything with this Olympic gig or anything like that ever again, but if you can come down and bring your jacket, bring your medal, and meet the nurses and thank them and just give them a, you know, half hour of your time to meet them, take pictures or whatever, it'd be really appreciate it. And I said, of course, I'm going to do that. I mean, I would do that for anybody, let alone my good friend. But just a really meaningful thing. And there were like 30 nurses that showed up, and there were only 10 that were on duty or so. Like, they just all came down to take a couple pictures and hang out. And, you know, these were the men and women that saved my buddy's daughter's life. You know, the only chance that they're going to have a child. But there's two people in the world that deserve to be parents more than them. I haven't met them yet. So, wow. You know, just to be able to thank these people and have this little thing that we did mean something to them, brings tears to my eyes just talking about it still. So shout out to Gary and Patty Luke. Congrats to daughter Ava. And, nothing's going to measure up to that.
Right on. Well said. Good for you, Tyler. We'll see you in a couple of weeks if we don't talk to you before then, and you can teach us how to curl, and we'll embarrass ourselves, and it'll be a good time.
All right, sounds great, but I need one favor from you guys, too. When you show up for the curling,
yeah,
you got to wear those boxers that make your Johnsons look good.
All right, I'm in. I will arrange.
Because we're gonna get some tight curling pants, too, so I mean, you're going to be able to see everything. And let's make it a good show for everybody.
Yeah, put on a show, Sauce. Yeah, Tyler wants to see what you got there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a roll of cookie dough as well.
Okay, thanks, Tyler.
Good luck, buddy. See you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later. Punch up John bonus real quick, if you would.
Bye, John.
Bye, John. Thanks, John. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Love you guys.
John, can you do a quick snippet when we come back after Wild News?
Sure, no problem.
All right. John Love bonus you. After this. Wild News after this. John bonus after this. Then what really matters? This is the Power Trip Morning Show brought to you by Prism Research right here on The Fan. She says she wants The Fan.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the Johnny Star!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, the news is they kicked ass 6-2 over the Carolina Hurricanes, and they scored the fastest 4 goals in franchise history. They did it in a span of 3 minutes and 28 seconds. That was to pull away. They went up 5-0. They go on to win 6-2 thanks to a couple of goals by Eric Staal. Number 35 and number 36 on the year. The Wild have the best home record in the NHL at 24-5-6. They're at Vancouver on Friday.
They're unbelievably good. They're so good.
Right on. Solid take.
Well, they're fun to watch. Sure. When they score a ton of goals, it's great.
Right on. John Bonus, hi.
Hi there, guys. How you doing?
Thanks for waiting.
Hi, John.
My pleasure. I was really excited to hear from Tyler. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah. Maybe if you ever come back from Florida, you can join us on our curling excursion.
Yes, I was very sad to miss the Lebowski party yesterday, but I will be back this weekend. So I'm a curling excursion on Monday. I'm game.
Monday the 19th. So that's a week from this Monday.
Oh, got it.
And our Rosie's Manny's dinner is taking shape as well. Where Rosie has to buy?
He has to buy for all five guys.
Who's buying?
Mark Rosen is paying for all five members of the U.S. men's curling team.
Rosie's
buying. All five. Yes, five.
Okay. Does he know that?
I think he knows it, and I think he hates it.
Oh. He did say that he would do it, though.
He did say that, but he also did not expect them to win gold.
Oh.
He doubted every one of them. Yeah. All five
guys.
Can he
afford that? Are we sure he's going to be able to find the money for that?
I hope.
He has $7.9 million in the bank.
Lucky?
I wonder who's going to play Hamilton. Not Alexander Hamilton. That was Lin-Manuel Miranda, correct?
Yes.
Matt Hamilton. Who's got a mustache like that in Hollywood?
I think he's even actually said he wants to do it as the guy from Parks and Rec.
Oh, Nick Offerman?
Nick Offerman, yeah.
But what God about dang, Tyler? That would be good.
I mean, who plays Tyler? Who's got the kind of
somebody
looks?
Didn't somebody with a ton of Twitter followers tweet out who all of them would be played by?
Yeah.
Isn't it John Krasinski from The Office? Isn't that who played Tyler?
See, that's perfect. I can see that for sure. I like that.
Really?
I think.
I don't see that at all.
He's a tad tall, probably, but I can see it.
They're both handsome.
That's true.
Yeah.
You think Jim Kleinsaucer,
Kleinsaucer,
should be Lance Diner, right?
Yeah.
With the beard.
Yeah. I love Jimmy Kleinsaucer.
Who's going to be Schuster?
Feels like something that Chris Pratt would have to be in.
Yeah?
Pratt sounds great.
Pratt does sound great.
He does. He sounds great. Who's going to play us when they come into the studio right before they leave for the Olympics and we give them the
love they need? If they cast Jamie Dornan for me I'm going to be so tired of that.
Yeah. It is typecasting
Roseanne Barr for me.
That's way too cliche if they go Jamie Dornan for me.
No, Roseanne
for
you. One. Yeah, that seems good.
Can we talk Roseanne for a second?
Hockey's, I,
during the Oscars, did,
I'm
you guys,
excited.
Did you guys see the trailer for Roseanne?
I did not. No.
I'm excited.
Let's just say there's a reason why when somebody dies, you bury them and you don't dig up their grave. Unless you want to bang a dead person. Whoa. Then you would dig it up and say, this is exactly what I'm into.
This is not why John Mayer held on.
Otherwise, the trailer for Roseanne is... You know how Bruce Willis in Unbreakable was the only one to survive a train wreck?
Yeah.
That's going to be John Goodman.
Hawk, you're going to watch it, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. So will I.
Duh.
Wait, can I ask a dumb question?
Can't wait.
I don't think you can ask anything else.
Does Goodman die in Roseanne?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He died in the original. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They play it off
heart
that it
attack,
was a dream.
Right? Heart attack, I think?
I don't know.
I think it was a heart attack.
Maybe ask John, who held through the break for no reason.
Oh, that's right.
He wants to talk about Roseanne.
Hi, John.
Hi, kids. No, I'm happy to talk about Roseanne, although I'll be honest with you, I never watched Roseanne much.
Hmm. I love that.
Hey, when do you come back, though? You said this weekend?
I come back Sunday morning.
So you still have some baseball left to watch.
Yep, we got games. We got a game tomorrow or today. We got one Friday, got one Saturday, one Sunday. There's a game every day.
Oh, God.
It's Groundhog Day down here.
When will this day ever end? Have you learned anything yet? Is there a reason to be excited about the 2018 season?
Well, there's lots of reasons. This is going to be a really, this could be a really, really good offensive team and maybe competent pitching. And that, I mean... Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to be excited. This lineup, I think, is legitimately exciting and could do some amazing things, especially if they continue the upward trend they started last year.
So I read a day or two ago that your guy, Max Kepler, is not going to change his launch angle just to hit home runs. He's going to keep his swing the same way that he's been swinging it. So he's not going to jack up that launch angle.
As
your
you
thoughts?
Get older, your launch angle gets different.
Yeah.
As long as you're launching.
Okay.
Yeah, right. As long as you can still launch.
As long as when it's in a couple of Lululemon underwears.
Do you want to see it?
No. Tyler does, though. He's very excited to get you in some tight curling pants.
Hockey saw it.
Yeah. Congratulations.
John, your thoughts on Max Kepler?
Yeah, well, Max Kepler hasn't really had the breakthrough year we've been waiting for. So I can see where that would make some sense to, you know, maybe he gets to the point where he can more consistently make contact, especially against left-handers. That was his big problem last year. He wasn't hitting left-handers very well. And then suddenly in September, he did. But, you know, that was 2 weeks left in the season. You're not really sure if that's a trend or a mirage. And so I can see him trying to stick with sort of the same high average swing and then maybe work on developing some power with a change in launch angle, maybe a year or two down the road.
Bonus.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Has the pitching staff struggled throughout the spring so far?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't pay any attention to it, to be honest with you. Like, this is the first 2 weeks of spring training. You know, guys are really just trying at this point to throw strikes and get their arm warmed up and, you know, maybe mix in an off-speed pitch or two. I don't pay attention to hardly any results in spring training. Last year, I covered the last week of spring training, and if you would have asked me the last week of spring training what was going to be happening, I would have said, or to predict some things for the 2017 season, I would have said, well, Miguel Sano is going to have a terrible year, and Byron Buxton is going to completely break through. And by the middle of May, we thought Byron Buxton would go to the minors and Miguel Sano was an all-star. You know, it's so hard to tell what's going on in spring training while people are still trying to figure things out for themselves and take that as any sort of trend for the upcoming year. So, yeah, they might have been struggling. They might not have been struggling. I'm honestly trying to not write about how people do because you can't help but pay too much attention to the results of spring training.
Mm. Thank you.
Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be calling the rest of the week?
I will. I'll call tomorrow and I'll call Friday.
But then
unless you don't need me to.
But we can't ask.
Sleep in.
But we can't ask how players are doing.
You can absolutely ask. I'll just mostly ignore it.
All right, so we can't ask how they're doing.
What's the point of spring training then?
Hmm. Well, it's beautiful. It's baseball. It's sun.
No, not you, them.
Well, I just get warmed up.
Okay. You
know? They can do that for like 2 weeks.
Baseball's the weirdest.
Yeah, it's so weird. Why did they report in June then?
Well, nobody in this town reports.
Nobody.
John Bonus does, and he'll call the rest of the week. Thanks, John.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right, love you, buddy. Bye.
Don't ask him how players
are
doing.
Yeah, that was odd. It's like one of us going to training camp and going, I don't know. They're just up there running.
How's so-and-so doing? None of your business.
Yeah. Find a better question.
What really matters works like this. I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
Yeah.
Gopher running back Shannon Brooks will miss the entire season, even though it's about 6 months away.
Yeah, but don't ask how he's doing.
Because of a lower leg injury.
What?
Yep, he's a senior. He's going to be redshirted. He'll be back for 2019. So you're starting running back, Rod Smith.
Oh.
Rodney Smith, your starter in 2018. What really matters is this.
Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, yes.
The guy James Franco played in The Disaster Artist. Is starring in a new movie called Scary Love.
Oh, God.
It looks terrible, but that could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Let's see this thing.
You looking in your lap again?
Yeah, that's what we
nice
call
underwear.
Scary Love. Thank you. Yeah, Tommy. Here we go. I'm going to watch the trailer on mute. He plays a bounty hunter amid mutants, freaks, and cannibals. Here's a trailer. He's wearing those same glasses. Hasn't started yet. Hang on here. He rises from a rubble of failed industrial world in search of love and justice in a population full of mutants and freaks.
Is this
done on an iPhone? Oh my God, this looks so great. Here he is, I think in a trench coat. Yep. He threw down a rose because he's pissed about not finding love. He's walking away from the rose. It says, scary love. Hold on. Now he's staring at something with those weird glasses on that you get at a gas station after you forget the pair at home. He's staring at a waitress cleaning the table at a diner. There's a helicopter outside. Bam! Scary love. That's it. That was the whole trailer. Here's a synopsis for it. In a bleak Los Angeles of the future, Tommy Wiseau plays a bounty hunter in search of long-lost love. But while the wars of cancellation have turned his city to rubble, his search for love is rife with complications in a population of mutants, freaks, and cannibals. The film is directed by... doesn't matter who it's directed by. Scary Love is his first collaboration... no, that's her. Never mind. It's a B-movie, basically. It has laser beam and lunatic ideas. That's all it says. Oh, he also wants to be the next Joker. That's the news about Tommy Wiseau. Can I say something else? He also likes to wear chain wallets.
That went out
in like 1985.
Yeah, but they're so convenient.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where's my wallet? Oh, hell, it's here.
Great point.
Like your wallet needs a leash?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it runs away?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hawks tries to. Mine remember does. His purse that had a chain to it?
Why are you making fun of me there, million-dollar underwear?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
There's got to be a nickname in there. Wait, Rumble Strips is one of his nicknames.
Yeah, I like that the best.
Million Dollar Man is too vague. I like Million Dollar Underwear.
Yeah.
How about...
MDU?
Yeah.
That sounds like he went to college, though.
Yeah, he did.
Good point, which he barely did.
Barely.
Dropped out faster than Jennifer Lawrence in middle school.
Yeah,
right.
I would have if I could.
My turn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ed Hockley retired. He's 67 years old, known for his gigantic biceps and his long-ass explanations. He's going to serve as an independent consultant to the league.
This excites me.
Oh,
and in just a pure form of nepotism, they promoted his son, Sean Hockley.
No!
Yes, they did, Pete.
Pete's pissed.
I'm sure he was the most qualified back judge.
Sure,
I'm
man. Sure.
What really matters is this.
I'm a backside judge.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, nice A. See what I just did there?
Yep, Kerry Russell wins. Mm. It was unanimous.
She is a distant second to the girl I saw at Target a million years ago, who I still dream of.
I've seen some good A words in my life. Especially mine in these undies.
Thank you for your honesty.
Suddenly I feel like I was on a part of the Waltons and I was talking to Grandpa.
I've seen a nice ass.
I have! Nice asses are sweet.
Come here and sit down beside me, John Boy. I'm going to tell you about the ass I saw just outside of Gettysburg.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing to do what Paul just did, though, because it's not like, hey, did you guys ever see Metallica? Yeah, I've seen Metallica. I've seen a nice ass.
I've seen plenty of them.
Oh. Whoa.
Well, almost everybody has, unless you're Stevie Wonder.
Ooh.
You've seen a nice ass.
No, I meant like. Yeah, you're right.
What did you mean like?
I don't know. I meant I've seen some nice butts in my day.
Oh, good for you.
And the people I'm talking about are like, I remember I saw this guy that had the worst ass I've ever seen. Except when he put those sweet undies on.
We don't even care.
I'm going to go for a walk.
The Power Trip Morning Show will return in a second. We'll continue to do what really matters. What time is Carly expected to be here? Her standard 7:30-ish time
something
or so?
Something like that. Whenever she feels like
it. Yeah, whenever she feels like it. Standard. Ugh. chicks, man.
Yep.
And then Mark Rosen will be here 60 seconds after she shows up. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Day by day, it's your Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan. Always here for you. You know who's not always here for you is AJ Monsur. And today's the one damn day I needed him.
Why is he not here?
I don't know. And I don't need him necessarily for content on the show, for his wisdom, for his humor, for his knowledge.
Humor? Are we talking about the same
computer
AJ?
Stuff. I need him to open his damn door so I can get to the General Mills cereal that they gave us for National Cereal Day. But they're locked in his office, and he's not here.
So Garage Guy brings in pancakes on National Cereal Day?
Yes. Yes.
Somebody's got to get their calendar straight.
It's okay. Garage Guy's doing the best he can.
Yeah, Garage Guy's being a nice guy. At least he showed up.
Somebody told me
that you had a girlfriend who looked like a boyfriend.
You just said Angie looks like a dude?
No, she's not your girlfriend.
You just said somebody told me that you have a girlfriend that looks like a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right. Did
Hot Ass Randy say that Angie looks like a guy?
He said he's spending the weekend at your house this weekend.
Well, I mean, he might be working
That's what I meant.
At my house while you and I are in Las Vegas. Yeah. I doubt he's staying over.
Yeah,
who stays over as a handyman?
You know, he's pounding some concrete or something?
Don't be surprised if all your sheets and stuff have been washed when you get home. That's
he's pounding something, he said.
Angie said she's going to catch up on laundry while I'm out.
That's right.
Because I don't distract her. I don't bother her or annoy her. She's just going to, you know,
does he work in the laundry room?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think we need anything drilled or pounded or screwed in there. By the way, his website, drillitpounditscrewit.com.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to piss Jeff Tyler or Greg Swedberg or Chad Abbott stopwatch off, but free advertising. Honestly, I'm not paid to say this. Drillitpounditscrewit.com. Best handyman work in the Twin Cities. It's unbelievable. And he's never once charged me. I can't promise you he's going to charge you or not charge you, but
you need something drilled?
You need something screwed? You need something pounded? Hot Ass Randy's your guy.
Have you ever actually seen him at your house?
I think maybe the first time or two. That's the cool thing about him, though. He just stays out of your way.
He pounds when you're not around?
Absolutely. Anything you need. What are we talking about? Cereal.
Oh, I love cereal.
Somebody told me that there is a Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms combo now. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's like...
Is that a real thing? Where the cereal in Lucky Charms is replaced with Frosted Flakes?
It is called Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms. Yeah, that's exactly...
Okay, not the most creative name.
Lucky Charms Frosted Flakes, yes. Man, I used to mix cereals when I would get high. It was not a good thing. You can't mix the wrong cereal. But this looks really good.
It does look really good.
I'm going to go get this.
National Cereal Day. So what's in AJ's office?
Well, I don't know. We don't know.
How would I know?
And he's not coming in today?
No.
Why?
Who is the key?
He worked yesterday.
What do you mean we worked yesterday? He normally comes in at 7 on Wednesdays.
Yeah, but he works. He's got real work to do. I mean, we just come in and we leave, but he stays.
Hmm. Oh, so now we're picking and choosing when we do the morning show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. No, he is.
Oh, he is.
Well, you've never made him a full-time member of the morning show.
Well, he's not. Three-man show.
In my opinion, he is. See? But I'm thinking about downgrading him if he doesn't get in here and give me my damn cereal for National Cereal Day, thanks to General Mills.
Tyler George is on the show more often than AJ.
Great point.
Wow.
He's right.
But I want the cereal now. Who is a key? Does Doe? Stopwatch has to have a key.
Did you just ask if Doe had a key to AJ?
Maybe. You never know. It's Doe. He's been here 40,000 years.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
He die? We should have
my memory sucks, but my memory sucks. But I'm pretty sure I skipped his funeral.
That's my like
I remember making up an excuse to not go.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was.
I'm bad about that.
I forget what it was, but it was basically like, yeah, I don't really care that much, and he's not going to remember because he's dead, so I could just skip it.
Would you be mad if I skipped yours?
I would never know. So no, the answer is no. I would not be mad.
Your spirit would.
No, not worried about it. I will have zero knowledge of you skipping my wedding. Or skipping my wedding?
Your wedding
skipping
was
my funeral.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your bride looked lovely. You, on the other hand, ugh. You were handsome as well.
Hmm.
It's not fair.
Got a lot of confidence now that you're wearing million-dollar underwear.
Yeah, it is about the way that, I believe, to mention what you said earlier, that this is holding up your wiener.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel well-endowed for once in your life. And I just want you to know, it's a fallacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you...
Look at the confidence.
Yeah.
Sure.
False confidence.
Okay, do you want confident meat sauce, or do you want,
Hello
darkness, my old friend meat sauce?
I'd like, as my therapist continues to call me, or tell me every day when we meet, live somewhere in the middle, mister.
My therapist tells me to be as confident as you possibly can. Because chicks dig confidence. My therapist is my father.
Oh.
Your therapist said chicks dig confidence?
No. But they do.
His therapist is Spicoli.
Well.
Yeah. Nobody wants somebody who's sad all the time.
True.
That's a good point. He's got a point.
And if my crank looks great in these undies, who cares? I just said that on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the only way you're going to be able to prove this is if you Snapchat pictures of your crank and that underwear to everybody that wants to see it.
I showed Hawkey.
Yeah, I'd look at that again.
He's not on Snapchat. You just showed him in person.
Yeah, I'd like to get back on Snapchat, but ain't nothing but filth and danger.
That's what you look for on the internet.
No. Not with my name attached.
No.
I got to be anonymous.
I saw Lieber yesterday made the jump to Facebook.
He did?
He said it's only taken him 14 years. Well, that was his joke, because he was 14 years late. I've never been on Facebook. Not once. Never had an account.
I didn't.
I'm only a Twitter guy, and I barely tweet, but I'm not on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, any of it.
I didn't know Facebook was still a thing.
It is, and Mark Zuckerberg is the fifth richest person in the world. Just $71 billion. He's 33 years old. Jeff Bezos, number one, with $112 billion. Bill Gates, next at $90 billion. Warren Buffett, with $84 billion. And some French businessman I've never heard of is fourth with $75 billion.
What's his name?
Now, of course, that changes on a daily basis because most of that is unrealized gains because that depends on their stock price. But Amazon's through the roof right now, so Bezos is worth $112 billion. Amazon's stock is just on a tear.
Phil DeAgony works for Amazon.
Yeah, one knows who that is.
That's right,
He's Smitium's brother.
Amazon's up to $15.37 a share.
Tree's Anthony.
Yikes.
Wait a minute. Smitium's brother's not Tree?
No, Smitium's brother's Phil DeAgony.
Amazon's stock has basically doubled in the last 52 weeks.
Who's the drummer?
Smitium. You know Smitium.
He's not Phil DeAnthony?
No, Phil DeAgony is Smitium's brother.
God, I get confused.
Did any of you guys see the pictures of Chris Hemsworth surfing with his shirt off?
That seemed like an obvious segue.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh. What are you looking for?
Nothing. Just checking my bank account. How do you screenshot a
person? Just put it as the background.
Just stare at it long enough and you'll screenshot
in
your mind.
That's a lot of typing for Chris Hemsworth surfing.
Is
the schooner.
Oh. Oh, surfing, not sailing.
Wow.
Schooner is a sailboat.
All right.
What are we talking about?
Who knows?
I don't know. Sports.
Thanks, Fatso.
You're welcome.
Oh, God, I wish you guys were still fat, because that's my favorite button.
I'm still fat?
No, you are not. You're both skinny.
No, you're not. You know the weird thing about losing weight is it's a little bit like gambling. Chris, if you walked into a casino and before you walked in, somebody said, you're going to win
$300. Yeah.
Awesome. You'd say, all right.
Yeah.
But if you were at one point up $3,500 and then left with $300, you'd say, that's not mm-mm. very good.
No.
A better example maybe is, let's say you at one point were up $350, and then last 20 minutes you dump $50 back, and you're like, I only won $300.
Yeah.
When you lose X amount of weight, isn't it weird how 1 or 2 pounds piss you off? Oh, even though if yeah. you rewind your mind a year ago, if somebody told you you're going to be down, you know, X amount of pounds, you'd say, sweet.
Yeah.
But in the process, it's like, wait a minute, why did I gain a pound and a half? I worked out. What? And that pound and a half pisses you off. Big picture, though, you got to look back and go, where am I at compared to X amount of months ago, or ago, years ago, decades ago? Perspective. But God, it's really strange how 1 or 2 pounds will piss you the F off.
Yeah, right.
And it shouldn't.
Yeah, I hate that. I measure it by belt loops or belt holes. Like if I have to go down a belt size, that sucks. But yeah.
I don't wear belts.
You don't?
No.
Don't most adults?
Hmm. Yeah, but he likes to show off his crack.
Yeah. Well, I did show you mine.
Yeah, no, yeah. You did. Thank you.
I don't like the I'd look at that again. I don't like the tightness of belts.
Really?
And if you're gonna wear a loose belt, why even wear a belt? You the whole point is to keep your pants
I
tight.
Like huge belt buckles.
I like wearing belts.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you like wasting money on belts?
Oh, I don't. Who cares?
Yes, son.
Wait, is that why you don't wear a belt? Because it's a waste of money?
No, I just don't. I don't like the feel of belts. I don't like the, I don't know.
The way
like
your gut tightness. Hangs over?
You like the feel of them around your wrists while you're tied up to a bed.
You do like that.
Yeah, again, I'm not Jamie Dornan. You guys have me confused
yet again, didn't I?
Christian Grey.
Damn it,
I understand. I look exactly like him. I hear it every day of my life. I go to Costco. Oh, my God, Jamie Dornan. No.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to prove it by showing my Costco card.
Your what?
Costco card.
Oh. Okay.
You know? All right. Let's do some goddamn sports before you guys jump off a bridge. Hey, this is a weird one.
Who, me?
You guys, I'm afraid of heights.
If you guys didn't read this story, I want to see if you can figure this out. This is a very... If we were a hardcore sports show and we wanted to do like a 3-hour talker,
we have like no rating.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Well, if we were a hot podcast.
But if we were an FM, we would.
651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. We could take calls for 6 hours on this topic.
And think of the downloads.
The University of Memphis is reportedly considering firing former Gopher coach Tubby Smith.
Okay.
And replacing him with Penny Hardaway.
What?
4-time All-Star. Hardaway played for Memphis from 1991 through 1993. That's the connection. He was a Memphis guy. People our age remember Penny Hardaway. I don't think kids remember who the hell Penny Hardaway is.
No.
He's currently coaching a high school team in Tennessee. Tubby Smith, tons of experience,
right?
He's
won a national championship.
National champion in the past. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wins. At multiple schools, right? Kentucky, Memphis, Minnesota. I wonder why they are considering swapping Tubby Smith for Anthony Hardaway.
He's won 595 games.
Anybody have a guess?
Do you know why?
I do.
Is it because Tubby said a couple days ago about kids transferring or basically quitting?
Yeah, I'm sure there's multiple reasons, but this has to be the main reason, what I'm about to say.
Because his name's Tubby?
I don't know. I have no idea. He's 66. He's old.
Anthony Hardaway coaches in Tennessee, and the top recruit in the country, a junior named James Wiseman, is one of his players. He coaches 3 of the top high school kids in the country.
Jeez Louise.
So they're thinking,
wow,
And right, by the way, right now, none of them are slated to be seriously considering Memphis.
Well, no, it's probably Duke, Kentucky, UCLA.
So the rumor or the angle is if we swap out Hardaway or Tubby Smith for Hardaway right now, could we get his high school kids to follow him to Memphis?
651-989-5326 or what? Blah, 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 blah,
podcast it.
No one would care.
But isn't that crazy? That a school potentially just says, we're going to throw away a bunch of money. I assume they're going to have to pay Tubby to fire him.
Well, yeah, just it makes for $3 million.
Just for a shot at some of these kids following Anthony Hardaway to Memphis.
Man.
Again, I guess, including the number one junior recruit in the country, James Wiseman. Number one kid in the country.
That, I don't...
Dude, Penny Hardaway was awesome.
Well, you know, do you know why?
Little Penny, right?
Yeah, Little Penny.
Yeah, do you know why the Orlando Magic took him?
Go for it.
Because he was, I think, an extra or played against Shaq when they were filming Blue Chips. And Shaq was like, this guy's unbelievable. That's one
he
of
was
the
really good at Memphis, too, right? He was the third pick in the draft or something, too? Second or third
but
pick in the draft?
That's why they took him, because of that. That's sweet.
Do you know another reason the Orlando Magic took Dwight Howard over Emeka Okafor back in the day?
I know exactly why.
Go for it.
Because of his religious views?
Correct. And then he ended up sleeping with a whole bunch of chicks.
Yeah.
So they picked him because they thought he was a good Christian, and then he allegedly slept with half the town.
You know what? That doesn't make him a bad Christian.
No, it just makes him an adulterer.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's his life. But it's just weird that the Magic... Well, it's up to him. That's his life. He can do what he wants. I just think it's funny that the Magic drafted him because of that.
And he's got a magic thing.
No, that's Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, call it what you want.
I'm a big fan of horny people.
What a great name. Magic Johnson.
That's going to definitely be a power trip quote today.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of horny people.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
You probably should clarify and just say horny women.
Well, yeah, but
a lot of horny.
No.
I'm a big fan of Hogsley.
All right, so I name a horny guy. You tell me you're a big fan of him, okay? Matt Lauer.
No.
Harvey Weinstein.
Zero.
Louis C.K.
No.
Jerry Sandusky.
No, I hope he
Jared
dies.
Jared Fogle.
No, I hope he dies.
These are all horny guys. You're big fans of horny people.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban.
No.
Is he horny?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some dicey stuff on Deadspin about Mr. Cuban.
I don't know.
Ryan Seacrest.
No.
Okay, I thought he was resolved.
No one knows if he's resolved.
What's that mean? Isn't that like smelling salts?
I'm going to get some of those, by the way. Smelling salts. I think they'd be good for us to do, like, before the show starts.
I've never tried one.
Either have I.
I never played football.
Let's do
I've
it.
Never, I, when I, normally, when I black out, people just leave me until I wake up. No one uses smelling salts to revive me or resolve me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll resolve you while you're out.
How expensive are they? Let's have some fun with some smelling salts.
Hey,
Hockey will pay for
Garage Guy, how much are smelling salts? Any idea?
Any idea? No
Why
idea.
Why would Garage Guy know?
He looks like the kind of guy that would deal smelling salts.
You don't deal them.
Oh, you know what? It's not smelling salts. It's bath salt that he uses.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that, Garage Guy.
Yeah, let's do those.
Smelling salts.
I'm serious. I think we should get some and take them before the show. Or not take them. I guess smell them.
Or just try them?
Yeah. I got it right here.
You got bath salts?
No. They're called... Ammonia inhalants. They're $29.
For one?
No, I bet a box of them. Yeah, it looks like a box of them. $30, that's not bad,
How many are in a box?
Doesn't say. Oh, here, this is some from Walgreens. Oh, 10 per box. These are $4, Hogsley.
Let's do this.
Will you buy
10
them
in a box and they're $30 and they're $4 a piece?
Yeah.
That's not great math, but still, let's do
that. That's what it says.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the castmates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The castmates, Michael Keaton and Taylor Kitsch. The year 2017. The answer, right after this. And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Michael Keaton and Taylor Kitsch. The year, 2017.
The answer? American Assassin. And now, back to the Power Trip.
I don't remember that.
That was the Vince Flynn movie, right?
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
didn't see it. The reviews were not good.
No. The books are great, I guess.
That's what I've heard. I'm not much of a reader, can you tell? Why would you read when you have the golden age of television?
I love to read. I also love the television, and I love the books on tape.
Didn't somebody once tell you that books on tape aren't reading?
Yeah, I think that one person was sitting across from me there.
Well, that's accurate. It's not reading.
It doesn't matter. I love it.
No, you're allowed to like it. It's just not reading.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it was him.
I think it probably was.
Oh, well, who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
It definitely was me.
Oh, see, that's what I thought.
It's not reading.
That's fine.
I mean, you don't have to be angry at him. I mean, you can't be if you like. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do.
That doesn't mean you can't learn. That doesn't mean it's not entertainment. It's just not reading.
Thank you. If Mark Parrish was coming in, he'd be brought to us by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata. But he's not here.
Good luck to Orno. I believe they have Litchfield today.
Good luck to all the kids. I like Litchfield as well.
Yeah.
Have fun. Enjoy it, you know?
My sources told me that it's something like 15 years or so since Litchfield has defeated Orno.
You have great sources.
And I believe this year it was something like 10-0 and 9-1.
Holy buckets.
I'm ballparking it, but so Orno, I believe, is a heavy favorite today. Really? Let's hope the team doesn't overlook Litchfield. Where the hell is Litchfield?
It's south.
Up by Hutchinson.
It's south?
It's not south.
Sauce says south.
Is it south?
He doesn't see anything outside of his Minnetonka bubble.
I don't live in Minnetonka.
Carly, any idea where Litchfield is? Litchfield, Minnesota? I don't know, and I've lived here my entire life.
Isn't it north? I thought it was...
Sauce says south.
Definitely not north.
I'm going to go... I think... Isn't it by St. Cloud?
It's by...
No, it's...
It's that general vicinity.
No, Litchfield
it's
is...
west.
Yeah, west.
How far west?
Northwest.
It's west.
It's west.
How far west?
Is that as west?
Like right outside of the cities or like an hour outside of the cities?
Oh, it's probably an
hour. Past Buffalo?
It's between Wilmer and Dassel.
Yeah. That's right. I played in both those places.
Isn't that where the largest ball of twine is?
It's west on Highway 12.
I thought that was Iowa.
Darwin? Or Dassel?
Straight west is what I'm being told. And my sources say 38 straight wins, Orno over Litchfield. And 2001 was the last time they won.
Balls.
This year, the two games, Orno won 10-0 and 7-1. I said 9-1. 10-0 and 7-1.
Maybe 69.
That's what my sources are telling me.
Oh.
My sources.
You have good sources?
Very good sources.
Is your source a map?
No. Just 38 straight victories.
Is your source a pothead?
Jeez. Well,
the pothead's across from me, and he doesn't know where Litchfield is.
I literally thought he was the one telling you.
Litchfield is an hour and 16 minutes from here.
Yeah, been there. I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys. I've actually physically been there.
It's near Darwin.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's between Grove City and Dassel.
There's a city in Minnesota called Darwin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of theories coming out of there.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a very large city, but it's there.
It'll grow.
Same thing
It'll
with
evolve.
Your wiener.
No, that's not going anywhere.
Hey, Carly.
Yes.
It's Wednesday.
Bonus Carly.
Yay.
Bonus
Carly.
You bowled yesterday.
She was super angry.
I was very focused on my bowling.
Very angry yesterday.
I loved to bowl.
Did you return the rug?
I did not return the rug.
You're keeping it.
I'm going to keep the rug.
You're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring it in and we'll leave it in here in the studio?
Yeah, I can bring my rug in and just leave it here permanently.
That'd be great.
Rosie'd love that.
Yep. Rosie just moved in to 1600 Utica.
He did.
Yeah.
So you bought a rug for a bit and now you're keeping it.
Sure.
Does Jason know this?
I mean...
Is there a room in the house where that rug actually... That rug is not going to fit your modern
aesthetic.
Style.
No,
right.
It's
not going to fit.
I'm not a big fan of the rug, but I felt like it was the closest rug to the actual rug from the movie.
Sure, just return it. If you would have, beauty of having a red card, Carly, even though you don't, you don't even have to keep your receipts because you can just give them the card.
Excellent argument. We can do this again if you'd like.
No, we don't have to.
I just want to live in a world where I get more than 5% back everywhere I shop.
Yeah.
Well, good to be you.
Win a poker game.
Oh my God. What are you, my wife?
You know what? I love it. Gosh, you're good at this. I like that you don't like any of us.
Yeah. I love you all.
You love me, kind of, right?
Yeah.
I love you all.
Good, I love you.
That's
what about
very
me
nice.
In particular?
You guys are the greatest.
You love me
you
in
seem
particular?
To tolerate most of us.
Would you say you love me more than all of them?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we go back the long.
So I'm saying,
Carly, I believe yesterday on the Power Trip Morning Show, you predicted a 3-0 win for Carolina.
I did.
6'2" wild.
That's wrong.
It was like it was Oprah night at the X. You get a goal and you get a goal. Everybody but Jason scored at least four times.
You know, he had an assist. That's okay.
That line is kicking ass, right? The Stahl, Zucker, Granlund line is on fire.
It is. And I think one of the greatest things about last night, though, is the fact that other lines are producing, because that's what we're going to need going into playoffs.
Tell them.
Oh.
And so.
It's so weird. You do say playoffs like Christian Ponder says playoffs.
Playoffs.
You don't say the playoffs. You say playoffs.
Going into playoffs. What do you say? The playoffs?
The playoffs.
Why do you need the?
Yeah.
See, here's Christian Ponder.
Yeah, but
make
she's...
playoffs. Oh. Make playoffs.
Yeah.
Make playoffs.
Is that wrong?
Closing out the season to make playoffs?
It's not wrong.
It just sounds wrong. We're closing out the season to make the playoffs. It's weird without the in there.
Our goal is to make playoffs.
I that's like how it. You sound. Does that sound
right? I do not sound like Christian Ponder.
No. Our goal is to make playoffs.
You're a better football player. Our
goal is to make playoffs.
Right. It sounds like a caveman, right? Yeah. That's how you sound when you say that it would be nice if other lines produce before we make playoffs.
You don't need the. Why waste your time with the? Playoffs. It's just playoffs.
She's right.
You're going into playoffs.
So what you're saying, what you're arguing is that cavemen had it right.
Have you ever been to playoffs?
No.
No.
Have you ever been to the playoffs?
Sure.
That sounds silly.
No, I can see it on both sides.
Just say it in a sentence. Just.
Well, aren't you the Huffington Post?
Oh, I don't know what that means.
They don't really see both sides either.
The goal is to make the playoffs.
Nailed it.
Yeah, but I can also say the goal is to make playoffs. You could say it either way.
Make playoffs.
He sounds like an idiot.
Make playoffs.
God, was he bad at football.
Make playoffs.
No, is he still playing?
No.
No.
He's got a good gig, though.
Which is what?
I think he's basically a stay-at-home dad, and his wife is smoking hot.
And she's smart.
Yeah, she's very,
smart lady.
She's one of the best at
Sauce
what
doesn't
she
care
does.
About that. Yeah. If you've been listening to the show, he's a big fan of horny people and he loves nice asses.
I did. Horny people.
Yep, horny people. And then I named a bunch of them and he didn't like any of them.
Well, yeah, he you doesn't named like all dudes. Of them, though. You don't, I mean, if I may speak for my client, he doesn't like all horny people. Yeah. He likes horny people.
I like horny people that can control it.
No, nope. I'm not. Okay, please let
me
speak for you.
Most horny people struggle to control their horny level.
He doesn't.
Example A, B, C, and D. John Creasel can't
he
control.
Controls it.
He controls it.
Anything you say can be used against you. So maybe just let.
Yeah, let my attorney speak.
Yeah, let your attorney speak.
Thank you. He likes most horny people. He likes a few of them that can't control it.
Like John and Chris.
Yeah, John can control it.
And Rosie.
No, Rosie can't control
Rosie
it.
Can't control
basically, everybody on this show but AJ and myself. And it's the only thing
you're
that AJ and
horny.
I agree on.
You're quietly horny.
Right.
Which is the way to live. Fly under the radar.
No.
Because, for example, if any of our faces start popping up at post offices, I'm going to be the least likely to be even remotely, like, no one's going to be suspicious of me.
Well, my face is going to start showing up in magazine articles for people's sexiest man of the year.
See? That's confidence right there. Remember we had a choice this morning?
It's also insanity.
Why?
You know what was the choice?
Either sad, nobody likes me, saucy, or confident,
confident
everybody wants
for
me.
Sure. Right. Confidence.
Yeah.
I like a little in between.
But arrogance is not very...
I'm not arrogant.
He's not arrogant. He's never arrogant.
Mm, kind of is.
He's the nicest, mean person of
just
all time.
Just a second ago, like 30
Maybe
seconds ago?
Maybe it was his golf game.
Yeah, but he sucks at golf, right? Everybody says he's pretty awful.
Yeah, but I go for the fun and the people.
Yeah, but don't you throw clubs?
Not at country clubs.
Jason said that you guys are trying to decide where to join.
Yeah, he has to pay for it, though.
Okay, that's not fair.
No, I mean, I'll...
That's totally fair, because Sauce picks up the rest.
Yeah, by the way...
No, he doesn't pick up anything.
After Zucker scores 30-plus goals this year and he gets paid, jackpot Carly, at what point, in terms of millions of dollars per year, can Jason stop freeloading with Mark Parrish at Spring Hill?
No way.
At some point, Jason's going to have to start saying, well, yeah, you guys show up and golf for free.
No, it's not.
It is. Jason is totally freeloading off of him. I will speak for Jason.
And when was the last time you paid for anything at Spring Hill?
The caddy.
Jason probably doesn't even pay for the caddy. He's probably the guy that's like, oh, I forgot my cash. Oh, can't find any in my pocket.
No, he doesn't.
Must have left my wallet in the car.
I always bring
one of those leashes that Chris likes.
Yeah, they're not leashes, they're chains. And they're very convenient.
Remember his purse that had a leash?
Yeah, and then it had a real chick saying, like, believe in yourself, lady.
Remember your face that had a few teeth? And remember your beard that keeps falling off your face?
It's melting like a Dolly painting.
Like a painting of a doll?
My God. Mm. Not D-O-L-L-Y, you dumbass.
Yeah, Sylvester Dolly.
Yeah, Sylvester Dolly. Fuffering
cash. Hey, Carly, don't worry. Just take a phone call.
Yeah, don't worry.
We're just on the radio.
It's probably Jason saying, I'm not a freeloader.
We haven't had a coherent thought in at least 5 minutes. Why not take a phone call?
Who's
talking
to?
This might be a gigantic emergency.
It's about Sophia's book report.
Oh.
She thought she did it, but she did not do it. So it's not... not an emergency.
They have
but
book reports at 8 years old?
Yes.
What is it, like Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, great book.
A critical analysis of Green Eggs and Ham?
For Whom the Bell Tolls. She goes to a very progressive school. She's very smart.
By Metallica?
That's great book.
Yep.
Great point. You should play
it. It is
that.
A great point, but it's also a book.
It is?
Is it a Hemingway?
Yeah.
I wish he had just called the hotline and we could just have this whole conversation on the air.
I think it's Sophia.
I blame. Well, yeah, but...
what did you say?
It might be Jason. Was that Jason or
Sophia's
Sophia?
Dad?
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So he's saying Sophia did not do the book report.
No, he said that Sophia said she did the book report.
But she lied.
No. She did. She was talking about her nonfiction book report. But they have another book report that's due. Every 2 weeks, they have a book report.
Aha.
So we were just clearing.
What's an 8-year-old's book report
It's unbelievable. Like? She has to. Well, it's not that bad, but it is kind of odd. Nobody else in any second grade says their kids have.
Right.
But they have to do 10 plus sentences, at least minimum of 10 sentences describing the book.
Oh, God.
And they just answer questions along the way.
Do they laugh like Frances McDormand?
So they have to read the book first and then.
What book is it?
She did Rosa Parks.
Hollywood Wives.
By Outkast? Why are we just naming songs?
We should do a Power Trip book report.
And Susan B. Anthony.
Aw. Oh. What'd the B stand for?
None of the words I was thinking of could be said.
Bumble, the dating app.
There's something weird going on.
So anyway, sorry, I had to take
everybody's
that
all
to
jacked
make
up.
Sure. Just to make sure that everything is okay.
Seriously, there's something weird going on. This is the third time, including just now, in the last 12 hours, that I've been confronted with Bumble, the dating service.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of it until last night.
And now you're just getting bombarded with Bumble references?
Last night on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, one of the million reruns I watch on Vice, which, by the way, strangest television channel ever.
I've heard.
Anyway, but he mentioned they were going to have a Bumble party, so they had a Bumble party at the bar. I'd never heard of it until that. Then this morning in the prep, I read something about Bumble, and now you guys have just said it.
Strange. I've known about Bumble for a while.
It's an orgy site, right?
No.
It's a dating site.
It's a dating app where I think they have to, the female has to accept you, meaning that you can't just, it's not, free for all like Tinder. Like the women have to
initiate something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hence why I don't use it.
Well, that's not equality, right, Carly? That's not fair.
Right.
It's not all about you guys getting to decide what we do, what we wear, where we go to dinner, what movies we see.
What?
Minnesota's the number one place for women.
It is.
What?
Are you going to? I didn't know. Sorry.
No, I read it yesterday. Please go ahead.
I didn't.
That's all
I just saw. They rank, you know how they do rankings for states?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said Minnesota is number one.
For single ladies? Or
I think for.
Oh, the single ladies.
Careers.
I'm going to have to do more research on this.
Available dudes.
But I think it's for. I don't think it was for dating. I think it was for just like.
Careers
and opportunities for women, perhaps.
That's why Rosie's moving.
Where's he going?
Someplace where they don't allow women.
Whatever state
Louisiana,
finished 50.
I think.
Is that right?
That's it was nice low. Of him.
Yeah.
We'll do Vikings news when the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this with bonus Carly Zucker right here on The Fan.
Hey, ho! Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. I finally got my cereal. Thank you to Jeff Tyler for opening up AJ's office. We found a bunch of weird stuff in there. We'll talk to you later in a closed-door meeting about that, AJ.
It'd be nice if AJ just showed up.
Nope, not going to happen.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Rock. I have. This I took the all new the ones? Corn Chex and the Rice Chex.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I like took Chex. The two Cheerios. I love Cheerios.
Carly didn't get squat.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Offered.
That was an empty offer.
I Let's threw them on the floor at her.
Yeah, you did.
Emptied the hey, box on my head.
Yeah, yeah you did. Hey, oh.
Wow.
Hey, Rosie just crashed into a bridge embankment.
I want to say thank you again to General Mills and say congratulations and happy cereal day to everybody.
If you're looking for a dynamite cereal, the peanut butter and chocolate Cheerios are maybe the best cereal ever invented.
Happy National Cereal Day also to Jeffrey Dahmer, to Ted Bundy, to the Zodiac.
Different kind, I think. Different
to
spelling.
The Green River Killer.
Yeah. Zodiac.
The Night Stalker. I just said like Zodiac. Thanks for listening.
None of those people deserve a happy day.
Yeah. The Night Stalker.
I just said that.
The Power Trip is live from the Twin Cities Auto Show, Friday, Ted March Bundy. 16th. And they want you to be there, too. The first 103 people.
You're okay.
What happened?
Did you get stoned?
The first 103 people to arrive get free admission into the show. Breakfast from Super America, $100 in gas, given away every hour. Plus, somebody going to get a trip to Las Vegas with the Power Trip Morning Show.
So, let's rehash what you just said, because it's kind of key. If you are willing to go to the auto show the 16th.
Yes.
If you want to be one of the first 103 people in to watch the Power Trip Morning Show, you get in for free. So, if that was a day you were going to go anyway,
hey.
Come super early.
That's right.
You get access to the show before anybody else.
Right.
And you're in for free. And then somebody that's watching the show wins a trip to Las Vegas.
That's right. What if you're 104th?
Ooh.
Then that's you burn that place to the ground.
Don't
that
do that.
That seems like an overreaction. Please don't do that.
Super... Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Don't do it.
R.I.P.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do
Remember when she burnt down Andre Rison's
home? No, I wasn't there. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she's dead.
I think being an arsonist would be a lot of fun.
Would you
if
please stop?
It didn't involve
what is
murder.
Wrong with you?
Like if you could,
even
like,
if it didn't, what if it's somebody's
things.
Home?
No, okay, but somebody, let's say some old person dies, they don't have anybody to give the home
Rosie.
To, and the bank just says, "Well, what do we do with this? Sell it?" I say, "Can I just for like $20? Can I just burn it to the ground?"
That's terrible.
I want to watch it go up in flames.
Why
but
would you
know,
want you
know that I did it?
What do you call those
a
people?
A controlled
psychos.
Want to do a control burn?
You're a
control burn.
Yes.
It happens when hockey pees.
Flameaholic? What is that?
A pyro.
A pyro. You're a pyromaniac. You're like Donald Sutherland.
You're like Kiefer.
Where's Robert De Niro when we need him?
Well, he's
Donald Sutherland.
Isn't that
from Outbreak?
Backdraft.
Backdraft.
That's Swayze. No, it was Kurt Russell.
Listen to me, sweetheart. I know my movies. And I'm
Kurt
telling
Russell's
you right now.
Handsome.
That was Donald Rutherland.
It was Donald Rutherland.
Hold on. I just got a text from Stopwatch.
Oh, God.
Milk in his fridge.
I got it.
Okay.
Milk in whose fridge? AJ's?
I grabbed it. You,
it
you commented on it.
A No Country for Old Men reference.
You commented on the milk.
Oh, God.
Backwards.
More at KFAN.com, keyword auto show.
That's huge.
March 16th. Driven by your greater Twin Cities Honda dealers. I love the auto show, and I'm glad that we get to go there.
That is cool. That's a week from Friday.
One time we were there.
I did.
So this Friday, Kevin McDermott is playing initials for the first time, long snapper for the Minnesota Vikings. He's making his initials debut. And then the 16th, we're at the auto show. And we'll do initials live at the auto show.
That's right.
That's
not
awesome.
With Rube participation, but with Rube winning a trip to Las Vegas for just being there.
That's awesome.
Do they get to fly with you guys then?
If they're
fly me to the moon.
Corey and I are flying private.
Fancy.
I'm not. I'm flying with everybody. I like people. I like getting wasted, having fun.
Like the year you flew first class?
Did I do that one year?
Sure, sure did.
And everybody said hi to you on the way.
Yeah, it was Rosen and Hockey in first class, and the rest of us peons had the Jack Dawson seats in the back. Just pathetic.
Who's Dawson?
Jack Dawson.
Oh, I thought you had the Jack Dawson. The
Titanic.
I'm in if it gets me a free flight.
Yeah. Let's just say Vanderbeek had the flight of his life.
Yeah. Let's just say a lot of skiing in the back.
I don't remember being in first class.
Are we high?
And you bragged about it on the air.
I don't remember that.
Did you guys have coffee today?
Yeah,
we did.
I've had three cups.
That's what.
If you remember, Chris, the reason why Sauce is 100% right is all of us, because you got the board first. All of us planned, let's take photos of Chris in first class and make fun of him. And that's what we did. We all took pictures of you and then posted it on social media about, oh, Chris is in first class. Good for Chris. And Rosie, every year, I have to because of my legs. You can sit in the exit row.
Yeah.
That's because of my huge wang.
I have to because I'm an alcoholic and I need to get a drink when I get on. I love flying first class.
Good.
I've done it a couple times.
Good for you, rich guy.
You know what? I'm being told that I did fly first class.
You did.
And I paid for the upgrade. So
shocking.
Eat my bee.
Yeah, what do you care?
Your bee.
Pick one of them.
No thanks.
I've tried.
Vikings news.
You did? Was I in first class? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Vikings news.
Vikings news.
Presented by
Radco, your truck accessories pro store.
This is Vikings news that tonight, Carly, your show airs on this very station, and your guest is a Minnesota Viking.
Kyle Rudolph.
Hey!
Who, I believe, wears very nice underwear.
Ah, he does?
Yeah.
I look at Sass, I don't know.
He's a Lululemon guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Jason's a Lululemon guy, too.
I don't think Jason or Kyle is paid to say that, though.
Mm-mm.
They should be. They should be compensated for their underwear.
Are you paid to say
no? No, but I have mine.
Oh. I don't know what brand of underwear I have.
That is one question I did not ask Kyle.
I'll look.
So you learned a lot about Kyle, just not his underwear preference.
I did not. No, but
did
that
you ask him about
I
his,
did not. 6:30.
Did you ask him about his preference in female underwear? Because sometimes that's even more telling. Right? Because if a guy wears...
They probably don't make them big enough for him.
Boxer briefs or boxers or like a thong, which is just insanity for a dude. But still, there's about three or four options for dudes.
Or commando.
Right, or commando.
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Any of those decisions is pretty telling about the dude themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But more telling is their choice in female underwear.
Again.
Right?
Why is that so telling?
It's just telling in terms of what they're into.
Oh, gotcha.
If some, again, if some chick's rocking granny panties and somebody, that's my thing. It's like, oh,
no,
that's, oh boy.
I'm going to speak for, no, let me speak for my client. That's no one's thing.
That's, granny panties are no one's thing.
Maybe his, because he's into old women, but
who,
no.
Who,
you,
guy?
You.
So is Jason.
Is into granny panties.
Oh, no, just old women.
Old women.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well, no, older women.
24?
Not
older.
25?
Thank you, Sass.
Well, yeah. Jason's 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you must be closing in on 29.
Right, thank you. Yeah, just
so,
right around.
I mean, hockey's into like 80-year-old women.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so do you guys want to talk about your preferences?
In men or women?
Women.
I
and
like them all.
Undies.
Yeah. It can't be granny panties. It just can't.
Okay.
Yeah, it can.
No, it can. I mean, this isn't Russia. Wear whatever you want. But
Sauce, your thoughts on edible ones?
I've never had that. My own?
Not your own. I don't want you to eat your own underwear.
Own underwear.
How about crotchless?
Sure.
How about crotchless edibles?
As long as they're not granny panties,
how about
I'm in.
Crotchless edible granny panties?
Gross.
Why? You love fruit roll-ups and fruit by the foot.
Isn't that basically what it is?
I think it... Well, ask Rosie. Rosie.
Don't ask Rosie
ask
what
Rosie,
is...
Rosie, don't go in there.
Ask Rosie what his favorite flavor of edible underwear.
Rosie will knock over these cereals if he walks in.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
He's walking over. My guess is he says grape. Quickly, guess.
Grape. Strawberry.
Grape.
I'm going to go strawberry.
Strawberry.
I'm going to say none.
None? Well, no, you pick one.
I'm going to say fart.
Rosie.
What?
Settle a bet. Settle a bet.
It's the worst
settle
Vikings
a bet.
News.
Yeah, they've talked.
We have money on the line, so you have to give an actual answer because we have $100 on this.
Who's we?
The four of us. $100
I did
apiece.
Not agree
we have a pool.
To that.
I did not.
We were betting
on
your
here.
Favorite flavor of edible underwear is what?
Wow.
I'm going to win. I can see it in your eyes. I have it.
I've
you're
going to
say it.
I've got this.
You're going to say it.
You all set?
Yeah, we're good.
Strawberry.
Oh!
I thought I nailed that.
Damn it.
Who won?
Carly. I did.
Carly said strawberry.
Of course I did.
I'm not even going to answer that.
No, don't.
I guess butterscotch.
No wonder hockey said don't go in there.
I guess
black licorice.
Yeah. I guess
I can't.
Okay, here's, let me just say, I hate butterscotch anything.
What?
Anything. No, I just, I don't know why. When I was a kid, I think my mom liked the butter. I just, there was something, I just never grown into enjoying
have you ever
the taste of butterscotch.
It's never too late.
A butterscotch dip cone.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. Like a DQ. Oh.
Yeah.
I have had that.
Milkshake.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's not my favorite. I should be that aggressive about it.
Milkshakes are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. I get your point.
Oh, sure. Because Carly likes it.
Yep.
Then you like
it. Yeah. Now I do. What a nice surprise.
Would you like to share one?
She bats her eyes at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely to see me twice in a row. Huh?
I can't believe it. That's right. Pear Bear's doing hockey today.
Yeah.
You didn't hear?
He passed?
He's dead.
Stopwatch just texted me and said, what else did Carly learn about Kyle? He's bored with underwear talk. Stopwatch.
We talked about what Kyle wants to get into broadcast after.
Sure.
He can have my job.
Yeah, he said he'd like to start a show with Sauce.
Well, that's going to end his career, but...
Kyle's or mine?
Either.
Mm.
I have a career.
Dual firing.
No, listen at 6:30. Yep, listen at 6:30
tonight.
Thanks to Gustavus, Adolphus College, where I went to college, for supporting me.
Right on. That is really cool.
It is really cool. I think that Gustavus is really big in the community, and so they saw this opportunity, and they wanted to support their alumni. And
it's pretty cool.
I think that's really neat.
Find out what flavor of edible underwear Kyle Rudolph likes tonight
at 6:30.
Brought to you by Gustavus Adolphus College.
Sounds like something they'd support.
I'm sure.
Who did the Vikings franchise tag?
Rosie will tell you right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Big 8 o'clock hour coming right up. Mark Rosen's in here. He's got a boat. Working like a dog all day. It's going to be madness at Mystic. That's right. Head down to Mystic Lake Casino for a 9 to noon broadcast and draw party on Thursday, March 15th. All presented by Coors Light. Register for your chance to be one of the lucky Rubes who are getting an envelope with one of 64 teams in the college hoops field. You can win a 55-inch TV, plus other great prizes from Coors Light, including free beer for you and three friends. Good morning, everybody. Hi, over there.
Hello.
Can I say something?
I can't wait.
I'll add to it.
Can you put Garage Guy on the microphone?
Hold on one second. Garage Guy, go ahead. Saucy's talking to you.
This is the best bacon I've ever had.
I will.
In my whole life.
Double down on that.
Oh, my God.
What?
It is extraordinary.
It looks a little thick.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It is.
Where's it from?
Whatever your secret ingredients are.
He made it.
Yeah. What's it?
Killed a pig this morning.
Three pounds at a time in a smoker.
It is. Truly.
That good, huh?
Want to try it?
No, thanks.
Oh, man. Oh,
you used to eat it?
Say that again?
You used to eat bacon.
I love bacon. I eat it almost every day.
Why aren't you eating it now? What's wrong with the Garage Guy?
I don't know. Looks weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Garage Guy looks weird.
Having a Bloody Mary. It's awesome.
Oh, God.
Or on a grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm sorry. This is the best I've ever had.
I'm so glad. Thank you,
Enjoy.
Did you get any hogs?
No, I had one little slice, yep.
Oh, man.
Bloody Marys legitimately look like a bartender just is flushing things down the garbage disposal and then pour it into a glass.
Never had one.
Yeah,
I actually
don't really like Bloody Marys.
Oh,
they look disgusting.
Them.
I'd rather drink vodka straight.
Hey, why put a bunch of food? It's like a buffet in a drink.
It's so good.
Hey, let's think of the 6 most disgusting foods we can possibly find and throw it in tomato juice and vodka.
That's not even accurate.
No, not even close.
No, you've had the wrong Bloody Mary.
I've had 0 Bloody Marys. They're disgusting. Who wants food in your drink?
I don't think I'm gonna beef sticks?
Ick.
Whoa.
No.
Yes, he does. That's what we're going looking
Olives?
For in Vegas.
What about
never
what
had either
fish,
one of them?
Fish sticks?
Rosie, you like fish sticks or not?
I like this bacon.
What are your thoughts on fish sticks, though?
Like used to have in school.
Had what?
What'd
you have in
school? Look at the school menu.
Give me your standard weekly food menu.
Right now?
For school, like in St. Louis Park.
Oh, well, I mean, it was always a big deal. When
I give you the day, you tell me what you probably
sure,
had. Monday.
Sure. Sloppy Joe's.
Tuesday.
I would say grilled cheese.
Wednesday.
Maybe a burger.
Thursday.
I would say some sort of pasta.
Friday.
Some sort of fish.
Such as? What shape were they in?
Well, you know, basically when you're a kid, you'd get tater tots and fish sticks.
And you liked them?
Of course.
Well, he's not dumb.
Hey, didn't Latroy Guyon used to play for this team?
Sure.
Who?
Yeah, Latroy Guyon.
Remember that guy?
Then he went to the Packers.
Yes,
and he had some gun problems, some money problems.
Weed?
Weed problems, I think. He's a lot of fun.
What about him?
Well, this from MSN.com. The off-field troubles for former Green Bay Packer defensive lineman Latroy Guyon aren't going away.
Mm.
Stemming from a DUI arrest last summer on his birthday in Hawaii, an arrest warrant has been issued for Guyana after he failed to show up for court. According to the report, the judge presiding over the case in Hawaii revoked Guyon's bond, immediately issued the warrant for his arrest. Has a history of off-field trouble. He was busted for PEDs, served a four-game suspension in 2007, before the 2017 season, was released by the Packers after his arrest last summer. Before that, he was arrested for marijuana and gun charges in early 2015, which earned him a three-game suspension. I don't remember that. Wasn't he with us in 2015?
No, it's probably the Packers.
I remember that guy.
He's been gone for a while.
Yeah, he's from Iowa, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Not either.
No. He was here for a proverbial cup of coffee.
Somebody else that...
I thought Guyon was the guy that Jen Sturger told us about.
Florida State.
Yeah, that was he was Florida State guy. Because remember, we had Jen Sturger. Was it pre or post Favre? It may have been pre Favre.
He played from the Packers from 08 to 2013.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Icelandic actor and super strong man and friend of the Power Trip Morning Show, the Thor Bjornsson, the mountain from Game of Thrones, is now the world's strongest man.
Again.
Competing in the 2018 Arnold Strongman Classic, Bjornsson set a world record for the raw deadlift of 1,041 pounds.
Oh, come on.
Wow. That, your sister loves the raw deadlift. That's too far.
That's just a stretch.
Do you ever edit your filter your
no.
thoughts?
No, no. There's pictures of Thor doing it. It's it really? Seems unbelievable. Look at the picture. Look at all the weight on this bar.
Wow.
Now I can show you. I can tell you also. There's a picture of one of the other competitors trying to lift a similarly heavy amount of weight, and blood starts coming out of his face.
I actually saw that.
Yeah.
I did see that video.
It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah,
it's not healthy looking. No, it's not even because he was hemorrhaging.
You have to see it.
No. He really was.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's too heavy.
It almost looks cartoonish when you know you see those skits and sitcom. Somebody just picks up all these weights. That's what that looks like.
Yeah, and by the way,
it's not real.
Thor broke the world record, strongest man in the world, and didn't even look like it was that heavy for him when he did it. It's unbelievable. That guy's enormous.
Well, Thor Ragnarok came out yesterday, right? We got a bunch of stuff over here from
Thor. Oh, it did,
yes,
on the DVD machine.
Yeah, on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah, he's the guy you can look at pictures of him surfing without a shirt on.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, he's
handsome. Why would I do that?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you guys doing?
I'm searching for porn.
Turn that screen this way, sir.
He's not wearing Lululemon.
He's maybe the most attractive human being on the planet.
He's like the third most attractive Hemsworth.
No, he's... Well, here. Carly?
That's a good question.
What you guys were thinking?
Oh, there he is. I'll get this.
It's over,
right.
Mark, rank your favorite Hemsworths in terms of...
I couldn't even tell you. I honestly, Chris he's Hemsworth perfection. Is the only one I even know.
Liam?
Liam.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I am a Chris fan over a Liam fan. Because of that photo.
Strong cake.
God, you're shallow.
Look at that body.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, that is a
Carly,
hot man.
Carly, outside of Jason Zucker, your lovely husband, and the man to your left, Mark Rosen, hottest man on the face of the earth, go. Outside of those two.
I mean, I'm staring at Chris Hemsworth right now.
Yeah. You're looking at me, buddy. Sorry.
I'm a big fan of former President Bill Clinton, as we all know.
Right, but that's not... It can't be appearance. It can't be appearance-based.
Well, can be is what you're looking at.
It can be, but that... No, I mean, your fascination with Bill can't be based on his looks.
A little bit.
What?
I think that...
You're not alone.
Rosie, you have a shot, then.
I do.
Also, Adam Levine. Adam Levine is
really?
My...
Really?
That's
a weird choice.
Chris Hemsworth, okay.
Sauce is trying to persuade her by showing Google images of Chris Hemsworth.
No, it's just him sitting on a surfboard topless.
It's like you're
his daughter. Oh,
it's his daughter. He makes it. Oh, now you're going to. Oh, look at that.
Here.
Has just about done us in.
With his tiny daughter.
Yeah, oh.
That's my daughter
my
in the water.
God.
By the way, Sauce, it's weird when dudes are topless. Dudes go shirtless.
Shirtless. The word's not topless. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Larry Flynn.
What? Oh, he's surfing. That is the most adorable photo.
He's surfing topless.
Look at his daughter in her
little angel on his shoulder.
You get bit by a shark?
No, shark wouldn't bite him.
No, he'd bite the shark.
Right.
You can't bite into
pure just steel.
Melting.
Break your teeth.
Everybody listening, please Google Chris Hemsworth.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
What? Surfing with daughter.
It's adorable.
You're Rosie, welcome. Enjoy your day.
Yes, sir.
Googling and making a mockery.
Eyes. Yeah.
What would you like to say about the Minnesota Wild and their big win last night, even in the face of Carly saying they'd lose 3-0?
What would you like to say about them?
It was quick work. I mean, I wish they could, whatever they're doing at home, they could bottle it. Now, they had one nice little road trip in New York. They won 3 in a row. I remember that. That wasn't that long ago. But, we were just talking actually off air saying, I think everyone's kind of anxious for this regular season to end. I mean, there are 82 long games and there are 15 yet to go. And you watch the way they're playing like last night, and all the lines contributed. Obviously, Eric Staal got a couple more goals, and he's on pace for, what, he's got 36 now.
44.
Fourth, yeah, he's got on pace fourth in the league. It's amazing. He's not, you know, you don't think of him in the same sentences as Alex Ovechkin, but what an all-star MVP-type year he's having. But I think when you watch a game like last night and then the ease in which they won it, you go, okay, let's keep this thing going, and let's just get the playoffs started. Honestly, that's the way I think a lot of fans feel. Probably the players are feeling it, and yet they have to keep the pressure on because there's very little breathing room. They win a couple games at home. They, you know, looks like they're solidly in third place, and then you lose one or two, and all of a sudden you're not.
Did you see if Dallas lost? Did Dallas lose?
Dallas
lost 2-0 to Nashville.
Yes, I was thinking of the basketball team. Yeah, they have a lot of stuff going on.
That's good news for the Seattle.
It is. That does help. Correct. So it does help. But yeah, it was very impressive.
It's still tight, so.
Carolina, good God, you're a child.
You're such a child.
Carolina,
you would laugh at that.
Laugh at that. Carolina may as well not showed up last night. Honestly, the Wild just blew off the ice right away.
Why were
Cam Ward, or is it Ward? Cam Ward?
Yeah, yes. He did not.
He did
have
not.
It.
What's
play?
He do, Hawk?
And then he got pulled. And
yep, they pulled the goalie.
Yeah. Is Montgomery Ward still a thing?
No.
Yeah. I think my grandma worked there.
Yeah, she was an alcoholic and got fired.
No, not that one.
The other alcoholic that got fired.
No, my other grandma wasn't an alcoholic.
I thought you said both of them were raging alcoholics.
No, just the one.
Mm. Hey, Cor.
Yeah.
We only have 2 minutes, so quickly, take the phone call for Rosie online.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
We only have 2 minutes, so please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nick Swartz and famous movie star.
Oh, good God, I'm leaving the room.
Rosie's here, Nick.
Nick! My
Rosie,
sweetheart.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, and sweatpants because I'm going to work out.
Oh, my Lord!
What else do you want to know? What kind of boxer shorts I'm wearing? Like, you actually probably
None.
Do.
None.
Wait, so I got an inside scoop.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
We're not signing Kirk Cousins.
We're not.
We're signing my cousins from Edina.
Oh. What are their names?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Rick.
Good Lord. This is not going to end well.
Spielman Rick?
Rick Spielman.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was a joke I thought of that I thought I was really excited about.
just ended up on the floor.
Rosie, what does your workout look like? What does it consist of?
We all need to know.
Seriously, you don't really want to know.
Well, I think Nick wants to know.
Nick,
like,
Nick does not want to know.
Actually, Nick knows.
Blast
Nick,
those hamstrings.
Yeah, Nick, what's Nick Rosie's workout?
Go right ahead.
Careful.
Rosie's workout?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's about...
This is live on the radio, Nick.
I can't.
You can't say it, I know, because it's too blue. Okay, all right.
Christ. You work out at a McDonald's jungle gym.
I like that. That's very great image, very good visual.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your leather swing set.
Okay.
Hey, do you know, Rosie, we had Tyler George from the curling team on about 2 hours ago.
Oh, you did?
We reminded him yet again that you are paying for the entire men's
curling
team.
Where the hell is
team.
He?
Don't worry about it. They'll be at the restaurant in the next couple of weeks, and you're picking up the tab. And Nick,
I can't
Nick
wait.
Wants to fly in and be a part of it.
I'm sure he does.
He
I
is.
Wish he would.
Yeah, him. Rosie, grab it. Come on.
Is Nick swimming?
Yeah, are you,
yeah, you
sounds
doing
like
laps?
In a swimming pool.
You're doing laps right now.
Hey, let me take a minute and announce.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm going to do right now, or in the works, to do the Palace Theater in St. Paul. Ooh. And then I'm going to headline First Avenue
in
Minneapolis.
When is this happening? It's in the works.
At the end of June.
Nice.
Can I go?
Yeah, me too. Can we go on stage with you?
Me too. Good Lord. Be careful.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is great.
That's
awesome. Great news.
We'll be there.
Breaking news.
I can do a set for you if you need me.
Rosie will pay for the tickets. You don't even have to comp them.
No. Yes.
Yeah, Rosie, you have to pay for everybody.
You gotta pay for everybody.
Well, that's great news, Nick.
Yeah, it's exciting. So
it's really
I'll
exciting.
Give you the dates when I get announced, but
SRO.
Yeah. Working on it now.
You know what you could do is just schedule them right over the top of Meat Swords Day, because it's not like Meat Sauce ever pays attention to the calendar when he books dates anyway.
Well, Paul's going to be in Vegas because he's just a fat blob of diarrhea.
You know what? Finally, somebody said it. Yeah,
should be the name of your tour, Nick.
I am not. You should come to Las Vegas on Friday. You know what? We're breaking up.
All right.
Love you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Wow.
First half, that's sweet.
It is cool.
I don't know how many comedy acts they've had at first half.
40.
40?
Really? I don't know.
I don't think any ever.
Maybe. 69.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Bye.
Band 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. We love Jimmy. We love the entire staff down at Continental Diamond. Best jewelry store in the upper Midwest. I went there. You should probably do the same thing. ContinentalDiamond.com. More with Carly and Rosie. Sauce, Hockey, and I'm Corey Cover. We're back after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Substitution, mass confusion.
It's true. No matter where you want to listen to The Fan, you can listen to it. Like, for instance, right now, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert's on the toilet. And he's on the phone right now, live from the toilet, listening to iHeartRadio. Hi, Meat Sauce. Wrap it up and come on back down.
Okay.
Theater of the Mind's not your strong suit, is it?
No.
What would you
say your strong suit is,
Paul? All he did was change the sound of his voice.
My strong suit?
Yeah, what are you the best at?
Entertaining people, being kind.
What about giving franchise tags to quarterbacks?
I'm not good at that.
Nope. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm Mark Rosen's over there with Carly Zucker.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning.
You've got the great Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert, and Corey Cove. My name's Chris Hockey.
So I think Rosie's a little confused, though. You don't understand how the franchise tag works. Because I said, you know, do you want to tag Case or do you want to tag Kirk? And you said, I want to tag Carly.
Yeah, and she's not up for
playing,
a free agency.
I
grew up playing tag. Didn't you grow up playing tag? Tag, you're it?
No, and, I didn't have friends.
Oh, never mind.
Oh,
you were in your basement.
I was indoors playing Nintendo.
Hell yeah.
Who plays tag indoors?
Speaking of that,
it's a very
later,
sad story.
Your dad?
A little bit later on when we play, not really play, but we bring in Judge Carly. You've heard of Judge Judy. Well, Judge Carly's she's much harsher. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear
just not as well compensated.
A man who considers himself the best dad in the world.
Chris Hemsworth?
No. Give us instructions on how to be better parents.
Oh, that's always good to hear.
And then we're going to let Judge Carly decide whether or not he's right or wrong.
Okay. Mm.
But right now, Tuesday's deadline, according to the Associated Press out of the Star Tribune, passed without the Vikings using their franchise tag on quarterback Case Keenum. The roughly $23.2 million cost to tag a quarterback might have been a little rich for the Vikings to keep Keenum, even coming off of 13 wins. Mike Zimmer's recent comments about the potential reasons for Keenum's success further clouded whether or not they're interested in bringing him back. Keenum likely will have other suitors promising him starting money.
But don't forget, by the way, and I assume this is going to be mentioned later in the article.
Probably.
You don't have to pay him $23.5 million if you tag him.
Right.
If you agree to a different long-term deal.
Correct.
That's just if you don't agree to a deal, you're stuck with a $23.5 million. So they could have tagged him if they had any interest in signing. Let's say they wanted him for 3 years, $45 million.
Mm.
But the fact that they're not tagging him is pretty telling that that's not their guy.
Hmm.
They're not interested. Because otherwise you would tag him and say, we want you, let's figure out the money later. But just so you don't hit the open market, we're going to tag you. They didn't do that, which means they're moving on from Case. Overwhelmingly likely they're moving on from Case.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion, I think, at this point. Is there always a window of opportunity? Yes, because it's not the first or last time a quarterback doesn't get the franchise tag and they end up trying to sign him. But I think, look, at all the indications are that the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes will begin in earnest, and right now the Vikings only have one quarterback under contract, Kyle Sloter. He's it.
And all he's the rest, a starter.
Yeah.
At the season open today, it doesn't. He would be your starting
but
quarterback.
But that's my fear, Rosie, because here's the thing. Carly, you went to prom with 15 different dudes, correct?
Oh, yeah. At
least. It's like
at
the Bachelorette.
At one time.
Sauce has seen that film. So my point is,
me so
us, we mentioned this yesterday at the Lebowski bit at the Park Tavern. All of us are just kind of, I don't know, floating, just assuming that Kirk Cousins seems to be the guy.
Great right? song.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a foregone conclusion. Yeah. We've already heard that the Jets are moving on to plan B or C, that they think Cousins is coming here, that the Broncos think that he's coming here, that they're already trying to figure out what plan B, C, or D is. What if the Vikings think they're taking Kirk Cousins to the prom, and then Carly says, you're 15th on the list? What's our plan
B? I asked this question last week.
I think,
what do we do?
Rick Spillman would be saying, do you want fries with that?
Because
basically.
Do we burn or have we burnt our bridges with
Case?
Other, yeah, with Case?
No, I Case understands the business of
or
the
Sam?
NFL. Absolutely he doesn't. They'd have, and I don't think they'd be wouldn't go back groveling to him. I mean, that's he understood exactly what was going to happen this offseason. None of this is a surprise to Case Keenum. I think if he had his druthers, he'd love to come back here. He wants to he loved it here.
What and are the fans, druthers?
I
what
don't
does that
know.
Even mean?
Like Werther's original?
No, Tina Yothers was on Family Ties, correct?
No, we need this. We need a tax guy to kind of weigh in. This one story that's just intriguing about this reciprocity situation that Kirk Cousins built a house in Michigan, and they would only have to pay taxes on his football income at a rate of 4.25%, and Minnesota has reciprocity agreements with Michigan and North Dakota, so he'd pay a much lower tax by coming to play for the Vikings than he would by, let's say, playing in New York, where it'd be like almost 9%. So it's kind of a crazy.
It's not always about the money, Rosie.
I'm just laying this out for articles are saying, talking about the context of.
Maybe he wants
tax.
To come here because it's great for women.
Thank you, Carly.
Yeah.
Thank you so
great
much.
For women.
Yeah,
what is great for women?
It's
he's married. He's got kids.
No, not like that guy.
Not
what
for
are you
hot
talking
hot
about?
Hot
what are you talking
not
about?
Everything revolves around dating.
Carly wasn't just saying he was going to come here to bang. It was opportunities for his wife to succeed in business.
Well, he may be coming here to do that with her.
I didn't know we were doing radio with Don Draper over there.
Yeah,
this
come
is
on.
1965,
yeah,
Mark.
Sorry.
By the way, a druther is defined as a person's preference in a matter.
Thank
so
you.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh.
My druthers. I've always heard that
Webster
and I never
Dictionary?
Knew.
But druthers is almost always plural. I've never heard it like
druther.
That's one of my that's
yeah.
my
hey,
favorite.
Druther.
That's my druther.
I druthers jugs.
George
yeah.
George
right.
Carlin-esque kind of
jugs is your main druther.
It's my main druther.
Brother.
I druther Chris Hi. Hemsworth.
Yeah.
See? Oh. Wow.
I druther
shallow one.
One track mind over there.
I feel like we're not using this correct.
No,
probably not. We don't sound smart.
No, we do not.
And not sounding smart is one of my big pet druthers.
Well, let me tell you, the Steelers had their druthers, and they kept Le'Veon Bell. They franchise tagged him.
Mm-hmm.
Also getting franchise tags across the league. Miami got Jarvis Landry, a receiver. Ezekiel Ansah got the old franchise tag from the Detroit Lions.
He's a beast.
Yep. He's very good.
By the way, the Landry bit is, it sounds like he still might be out, though.
Is that right?
That they've said, we're going to tag you so you don't leave, but they're letting him talk trades,
yeah.
Which means, think about it, some other team not only has to now compensate the Dolphins via trade, but then you have to pay him a ton of money, too,
well,
so that's a big deal.
The rumor was is there was a Jordan Howard for him trade to Chicago.
Fell through.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The franchise
Landry's
tag
good.
Value
He's
for running backs
good.
Is $11.866 million. For defensive ends, the tag is worth $17.143 million.
Here's what I don't understand about the tag. You just said running backs 11.5, right?
Yeah.
Then why is Le'Veon Bell 14.544? Because that's the exact
I believe
number.
It's because it's his second one.
Is it more because he's been
I
tagged twice?
So.
I think that might be.
Yeah, that's why
he's
probably not
wrong.
Happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. For receivers, it's 15.982. And for safety is 11.287.
How amazing. Yeah. Really.
I know. And Rosie, one of your close friends and the man that you have a poster of in your office, mm-hmm. Ed Hockley, is retiring.
Yeah, I heard that.
Here's my very favorite Ed
Biceps
Hockley
yeah.
explanation of all time.
Okay.
He over-explains, which I got to be honest with you, I don't have a problem with as much as everybody else does,
mm-hmm.
but this one does stick out to me as the most over-explained moment in officiating.
With the score tied, and at the end of regulation, we'll go into overtime. There are special overtime rules in the playoffs. Both teams get an opportunity to possess the football with one exception. That one exception is that a touchdown always wins the game.
Okay.
So if the team that gets the opening kickoff scores a touchdown on their first possession, the game is over at that point.
Okay, good. Okay,
if the team that first gets the ball kicks a field goal, the other team will have an opportunity to possess the football.
Yeah, but,
and then we are essentially in sudden death.
Right. Okay. That sounds great.
If the first team that gets the football does not score, we will go into sudden death. The second team will then have the opportunity to possess the ball. And the first team to score, even if it's just by 3 points, will win.
Sounds good. Okay, great.
Timing rules are as if we're starting a new game.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you, Ed.
We will use regular timing rules.
Oh, is war?
And replay, all replay will be conducted from the booth. Coaches do not have challenges.
How long are you going to talk?
By the way, he didn't even explain that correctly.
I think that might have been, at the time, correct.
I don't know. It wasn't. Because
well, the was the part that he
said,
I lost
the part
interest.
That he butchered a little bit, even though he said the word essentially, which is his free pass out of being trapped.
Yeah,
he
it's said, like with all due respect.
If the first team scores a field goal, then the second team will possess the football and essentially be in sudden death, which is not true. Because if the second team kicks a field goal, we're tied.
You keep playing.
Right, yeah. Then you keep going. So it's not right. He got out of it by essentially. That's not right.
He loved hearing the sound of his own voice when he did that.
How long are you going to talk?
I don't like people like that.
No.
It would essentially be sudden death after that team kicks the tying field goal.
Oh.
Then it wouldn't even be essentially sudden death. It would just be sudden death.
It would
death.
Be correct.
It's probably common knowledge, but what was Ed Hockley's daytime job?
Lawyer.
Was he?
Yep.
I believe you're right.
Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I bet world he was a frightened good lawyer. And confused us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after that explanation, he probably is a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
Stop talking so much. It's like Jeff Lambert.
<He's> confuses.
Rosie loves when he talks.
Thanks when he whispers.
Stop it.
Hi, Carly.
I just don't care.
I know. Carly.
Yeah.
Two things you do care about.
Can't wait.
We've got a brand new Minnesota Lynx.
Yes, very excited about that.
Excited about Danielle Robinson being traded for. That's huge.
GM Cheryl Reeve made the
How about that?
The trade. Yeah.
That's cool. I'd rather have her than a first-round pick any day.
Sure. That's where they're drafting.
Yeah, for sure. And then number two, we're going Judge Carly when we come back. We're going to let you make some decisions because I think this is your future. Judge Judy makes a heck of a lot of money, and frankly, I think you're better.
I'd rather that.
I like that.
Rosie, last week I judged Carly. I gave her a solid 8, but she's low maintenance, so she's more like a 10.
Mm-hmm.
You want to judge Carly when we come back?
Low
I do it every day.
Cool.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg.
Swishes with Sauce. It goes down Friday, March 16th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Mystic Lake Ballroom. You can watch the college hoop tournament on their big screens while putting your own basketball stills to the test.
Right, that's the only way you're going to see a swish because Sauce can't shoot.
Mm-hmm. Mystic Lake Sport Court. That's against the one and only Meat Sauce. KFN.com keyword events. That's Friday, March 16th. Swoops with Sauce.
So auto show that morning, swishes with everybody but Sauce later that afternoon.
And then going probably to the bar.
Sure. Hi, Carly.
What up?
Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Great song.
All right. Mr. Mark Rosen?
Yes, sir.
Did you read the article about Kevin Love?
I did, yes. I did read about it.
I read it. His article.
Yeah.
The Players Tribune.
Oh, you're right. So I didn't read that one yet.
About?
I just read the thing in
the anxiety and he's been dealing with and everything. Yeah, it's a real honest appraisal. And good for him that he came forward with it. Absolutely.
Mentioned that he had a panic attack earlier this season and has been dealing with anxiety and such like that.
Well, it's not uncommon. I mean, depending on what level he's talking about, because it's obviously they're varying degrees, but from his standpoint, even talking about that anxiety and having, I've been there, done that, hyperventilating and all that kind of stuff early in my career, it was awful. It's horrible.
Yeah, I've seen them firsthand, and the weird thing about panic attacks is they're perfectly described because there's no rationalizing with the person going through them because guess what they're doing?
You're having a panic.
Panicking.
Yeah.
So even if you tell them 1,000 times, you're fine, you're fine, their brain is hearing, I would like to panic instead.
Yeah.
And I mean, they think the worst, and you can't reel
them
back
in.
It's terrifying.
I don't know if you've had those situations anytime in a public forum. I have, where a couple times early being on the air where I wanted to literally like run from the studio before a show because I didn't think I could, I thought my heart was going to explode out of my chest. And then I had a speech one time when I was sitting up there going, I literally, it was like 110 in the room and I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I looked at the person next to me and went, I almost said, I got to go. And somehow, some way I got up there, but it felt like crap. It was awful, but it's very frightening.
Certainly is, yeah. My Abba Dabba deals with him quite often.
Oh. It's not
physical reaction, yeah. I think, is what's
it's just, so, it feels tough. Like a heart attack. Anyway, but good for Kevin Love for coming forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there was the one where he said that he had one, and basically two of his teammates were like, he's making something up.
Well, sure, because they think he's weak, right? Yeah, that's exactly. And he doesn't want to talk about it because it's not manly.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Royce White?
Yeah, speak of issues, you're right. I don't know.
That story
we followed him for a while. Had what looked like a great career. And then I think a lot of things sidelined him. Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of panic attacks and a lot of anxiety issues. Yeah,
over flying, right? That was one of his fears. Yep. Couldn't fly.
One of it, yep.
And he even offered to like buy his own bus so he didn't have to fly.
But I wonder what he's up to. Because story hasn't been reported on that I've seen in the last couple of years. I don't know what he's doing.
No, I have no idea.
He's progressing. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Nah. Well, good luck to him and to everybody out there dealing with it. It's tough stuff, man.
It is.
Because you're right.
Thank you for your honesty.
It's the fight or flight instinct kicking in, and you're sitting on your couch, you know, or you're standing in front of a bunch of people, and you're not in danger, but your brain don't know that.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's very tough.
Correct.
Yeah, and the communication between your brain and your body gives up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I heard a interview with one of my favorites of all time, John Mellencamp, the other day that I didn't know, but he had agoraphobia. He was afraid to leave the house for 3 years.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen that firsthand.
How about that?
It's not good.
Wow.
Yeah. Panic that he was going to die if he left the house.
Yeah.
Sauce's all-time favorite movie is Arachnophobia.
I used to like that movie.
It's not horrible.
I saw a movie called Pornophobia.
Okay. I knew this was going to last about 10 seconds.
You always got to make fun.
Was it fear of clothes?
This meaningful conversation,
Carly.
It was the fear of not being able to pay for
your
pizza.
Don't look at me.
Thankfully.
Don't look at me.
You and I lift the spirits of this room.
Yeah, that's what you do, Rosie.
You lift something.
Yeah, put your shirt back down, would you? All right, it's Judge Judy's one of the most, in fact, maybe the highest paid television personality in the world. And frankly, she sucks.
Lucky her.
It's true.
She does, compared to Judge Carly.
It's not very
true. It's true. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean, but the truth is the truth. She'll probably sue me for saying that, but luckily I've got Judge Carly to get me out of trouble. Judge Carly, I have some things I'd like you to judge.
I am here to judge.
Thank you. And now listen, all the other guys, I'm sure, are going to say some things, and they're going to try to judge as well, but they're not you.
Nope.
Oh, she's already pounded her hammer.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you call that a gavel, I believe is what they say. Carly?
Yes?
This gentleman has a young man, has a son. And the young man's son has done some things, and daddy has taken over. And he would like to tell us all how to be a good father. Now, this is a very long soundbite. Just tell me when to stop it, when you're ready to judge whether or not he is actually a good father or not. If you have any questions, let me know. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is Brian Thornhill. And this is him recording his son running down the street in front of him as he drives his truck and records it on his cell phone.
Hi to everybody. Welcome to...
Okay, you want me to stop already?
Hi to everybody. Welcome to You Better Listen to Your Dad 2018. Any of y'all know me know I've got two wonderful children, Hayden, my son at 10, and my daughter, Temperance, at 8. Well, my son has finally gotten in trouble on the bus enough to where he got actually kicked off the bus for 3 days because he was being a little bully, which I do not tolerate, cannot stand, and therefore, he has to now run to school. We're right about 1 mile from the school, so all week, he has got the experience of running to school. The good news is, hey guys, he keeps up a pretty good mile pace at 6 miles an hour so far. Yesterday, he was apparently a little rude for Michelle in the morning, so even though it's raining this morning, he still gets to run. This right here is just simple. You know, ironically, since he's been running to school this week, his behavior has been much better. His teachers have approved of his behavior this week. He hasn't gotten in trouble at school this week, where last week he was just absolutely out of his mind. But this right here is just old school, simple parenting. This ain't killing nobody. This is a healthy way for a child to be punished because it's, you know, exercise, something that a lot of people don't think children should do anymore, so you just stick them behind a damn Xbox for the rest of their lives.
Hell
so
yeah.
This right here is called parenting, guys. Okay, if you stop. Don't know what it's like.
Oh, well, hold on, hold on.
Oh, he's there.
Go ahead.
Bad parenting.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I'm such a pushover parent, so.
Tell me what he's done wrong, Judge Carly.
I feel sad that this child is running in the rain mm-hmm. to school.
Mm-hmm. He was bullying other kids, though, Judge Carly.
Right, yeah. But I feel like there's other ways to deal with it. Mm. Why is he being a bully? Mm-hmm. Is his dad? His dad seems a little bit like a bully.
His dad's currently bullying.
Yeah, so if his dad is bullying him, then the kid's mm-hmm. going to bully.
Isn't the whole idea, though, is to have the kid taste his own medicine a little bit? Isn't that the whole idea, is why are you being a bully?
But I think at that age, there's a reason why the child is acting out. And so I think if he's 18, then okay, fine. But I think it makes me sad because I think there's something else there.
Is he running just a mile? Is that how long the run is?
1 mile.
Okay.
It's a mile.
In the rain.
I have zero problem with this.
I do not like
it. Are you a judge?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm a prosecutor, or in this case, I guess, a defense lawyer. Judge Carly, I have zero problem with this. It's not cruel and unusual. The kid got kicked off the bus anyway. Instead of saying, all right, my bully kid got kicked off the bus, I'm going to drive him to school. It's, hey, you got kicked off the bus for being a bully? Run your ass to school for the next week.
But I understand.
Love it.
Are we allowed to chime in, or is it just is Carly?
We are. You can judge Carly.
You can give your opinion, she but you're not right.
I understand that. May I offer an opinion? I think that it sounds like this young boy has some other behavioral issues in the classroom, because he made it sound like it wasn't just on the bus, that he's been behaving better in the classroom. So I do think there are underlying problems that need to be addressed. I think he sounds reasonable in the way he's describing it. He doesn't sound mean-spirited. He did say some things that I think a lot of parents can relate to, as far as sticking your kids in front of an Xbox. That he is getting exercise. He's only running a mile.
But his kid can run outside. He doesn't need to make
but
him run.
But he won't
to
run
school.
Outside.
You don't. If he's a good parent,
I'm offering my opinion, Judge. You know, you're out of order.
I disagree with your opinion.
I'll show you. Out
I think this is. And you know what? I don't think this.
Jason,
dad
I hope
be,
you're listening. I feel so sorry for you.
I don't think
you.
This dad should be putting it on social media either.
Well. No.
Ooh.
You know what? Like,
there's an angle.
Okay.
I don't like it being, you're embarrassing your child on social media because I think that if other
should be
parents
between
see
him
it,
and
it should be. It should, yeah. If he truly believes that's the right punishment, fine.
This
but
is why
don't
you're
put
a judge and
on
we're.
Social media.
Punishment should be kept in house.
Yeah.
Now his
friends are going to see this. Yeah.
This is why you're a judge and we're.
That's exactly
punching.
Right. Now I see it.
I get it.
What do you say to that, Mr. Defense Attorney?
Teach the kid a lesson.
By putting him on social media?
If we're going to war against bullies, then are we supposed to just dance around the fact that this kid was being a bully and just go, oh, we have to worry about his feelings?
I think he needs a
bully.
Hug. I think he needs a hug.
Yeah, hug him after he runs to school for a week. It's a mile. It's not a marathon.
I get the social. That's a very good point.
Don't put it on social media. Social media.
That's fair. Don't put it on social media.
His peer group will see it.
But make him run to school.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Don't reward him by giving him a nice ride to school and go, well, you got kicked off the bus. You're being an a-hole.
Because then you're just. If you give him a ride, then
that actually sounds better. Who wants to ride the bus?
But you know
make
what?
Dad drive you to school.
But you know what? Carly's right. Why? Tell me the reason he posted that on social media.
For he wanted the attention.
Because
the dad wanted
told
the attention.
Him
so, two separate arguments.
Great point.
Judge Carly.
Right.
What do you
take it up with?
Right. Thank you, Judge Carly. Nice job. No, there'll be no appeal. I don't know if you've ever seen Judge Judy or not, but she says goes.
I want to see Rosen's gavel.
More importantly, Judge Judy, would you?
Oh, sure. She's rich. 100%.
Do you have other things for me to judge?
I do. I have another thing for you right
okay.
here. This is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Says he has a fear of rings, and that is why he does not wear a wedding ring. He wears a rubber ring, like a little thing on his ring. And here he goes.
I also have a jewelry phobia and don't want to wear metal rings. My wedding ring is actually a wooden ring, and I don't want to wear that too much because it could get scratched or broken. And so I wear Kalo rings, which are like a rubber composite sort of material.
Rosie, Jason when was the last time you wore a rubber ring?
What's today?
I didn't know those existed.
Judge Carly.
Jason wears those during the game?
No, he doesn't wear them to play, but he wears them golfing or to work out.
Oh, so he conveniently, his wedding ring just disappears for a couple of hours. Unbelievable.
When he goes to play hockey.
Isn't that so strange?
Convenient.
Judge Carly, total coincidence, though. For the first time in, almost five years, last night, sitting at the dinner table, looked down at my left hand, and my ring's gone. And I'm like, what?
the hell? Because I never take it off.
Right.
And like most guys.
Do you sleep in it?
100%.
What?
Yeah, I forget that it's there. It just, I haven't.
I never take mine off.
I never take it off. Don't even realize
you sleep
it's there.
In it also.
I literally never take it off.
I take it off when I go out.
And I looked. Oh, is that right? Yeah. And I looked down at my hand and I totally freaked because I had zero recollection of it falling off.
And
I don't take it off. Found it on the floor of the garage about 10 minutes later.
What was the explanation?
Yeah, but it came out. It just slid right off.
Certainly weren't doing any work out there.
No.
Was hot ass Randy out there?
No.
Say.
But, first time in 5 years. Total panic. Because I'm like, great. Yeah, you know how much hell I'm going to catch for this?
My right.
Especially if you go to Vegas without it.
Right. And it's the whole, why was your ring off? I didn't take it off. It fell off.
You have to get that adjusted.
You're losing too much weight.
Yeah, you're getting skinnier.
Hmm. I think it sounds like Dale is being paid by Quelo to hawk these drinks.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's what I think.
Yeah, because Kirk Cousins wears one on his hand when he plays football.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a dedicated husband.
Yeah, what a great husband he is, Jason.
Last thing for Judge Carly, and I need you, in particular, Corey, to keep your mouth shut.
Oh, really?
Because this is something that I already know how you're going to rule, but I need to know. This is a show called Living Biblically. It's new on CBS. Here's a clip from the sitcom. Does this sound funny to you, Judge Carly?
I didn't get Beyonce tickets in time, and now they're sold out.
Just Beyonce?
Just Beyonce?
Yeah, I think she's a talented singer.
A talented singer? She is a goddess, and I worship her.
I've just been reading about this in my Bible, and it sounds to me like you're bordering on the old false idols territory.
Nah. How would you feel if Jesus at the Barclays Center was sold out and was like, hey, calm down, it's just some dude in sandals.
Just some dude in sandals? I bet be...
That is a heavy laugh track.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst TV
Carly,
show of all time.
CBS's new show, Living Biblically, is about a young man who's decided he's going to spend his life living according to what it says in the Bible. Does that
fuck more than anything?
Corey, to please let the judge talk. You are going to be held in contempt.
I am a big fan of CBS and everything on CBS.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This show sounds horrific.
Doesn't that sound terrible? Honestly, and even
you'll
I can
watch it.
Yeah,
I was concentrating.
Oh,
may I say something?
So fine.
It sounds as if someone wrote that script. And talk about a panic attack. Like you have like an hour to finish up a script, and someone scribbled something out. They added the laugh track. It's just the worst dialogue I've ever heard.
It is the definition of pandering.
Yeah. It is, absolutely.
You're just playing to CBS viewers that nice, good Christian families in the South. I need a good sitcom. Living Biblically.
Pandering. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to talk?
Now you can talk if the judge says it's okay.
I want to hear what Corey has to say about it.
I do want to hear.
That show sucks hard.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
So you say not funny.
Maximum level of suckfest.
And every time they said something, a laugh track played.
Yeah.
Not funny.
That's the part that's so distracting.
That's so weird because that was 30 years ago. We never even noticed it. That was so commonplace.
Exactly.
I can't wait for Roseanne reruns.
Yeah. What show
new ones are coming out.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. So those are
my
thoughts. That is Judge Carly.
The Office.
Judge, you've just earned a lot of money, and I think you need your own TV show. What do you think of them apples?
Totally.
Yep. Congratulations. When's your radio show on?
Tonight at 6:30.
You're an American treasure. Kyle Rudolph is your guest tonight.
Yes, please listen.
Yeah, I'm personally busy, but I hope other people listen.
You'll be watching Gone Biblically.
That's not the name of it. Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Sounds like it.
Kevin McDermott's playing initials on Friday. Lever tomorrow, too, right? Lever tomorrow as well.
That's right.
And Brad, Sean, and Bryant have also brought you this part of the Power 2 Morning Show. We're back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. See you then.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeart.